Blog Talk Radio.
New slap stop wrong spot.
Everybody, this is your boy Real Talk. Welcome to Love, Life, and Loyalty. Seth Dallas can't join us at the moment, but he told me to inform y'all he will be on Relation Live in the Seats with Dr. Feelgood for tonight. He's running kind of slow tonight. So what we're going to do is I'm going to just take over just for tonight, just for tonight. That's it. Now, what I want to know, we're going to get straight to the point. I'm going to get into the song, and then we're going to just start bringing the callers in because, you know, people is calling right now. But I want to know, is it all right to have a one-night stand two times back-to-back that same night? You understand? And if you're having sex with someone, is it all right to have sex with your spouse's best friend? All right? We're going to make it juicy and topic. Let me just get into this for a minute because this is my first time doing this with y'all on a Monday. But when I come back, it's going to be real juicy. Steph is going to try to join us, but he will definitely be on Nation Lies and Deceit tonight. This is your boy, Real Talk, Love, Life, and Loyalties. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Holy ground.
Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com. Make your purchase now.
Bunker in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash you. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have you. That bitch ratchet, but if she tell it then she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she
yeah.
That bitch ratchet,
yeah.
You got a lot for bitch, basically bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Yeah. She remind me of a bad dream. Sad thing, that ass spring, but ain't clean. Nope. Hell nah, that ain't my bitch. My type of bitch got a job and got more teens. She the type to spend all the rent money. Then tweet a bunch of pigs talking about she spend money. You ain't shit once you borrowing your friend money. Ratchet type chicks, the reason why I don't lend money. Stop playing, what you thinking that I'm tricking, bitch? I hate when ratchet hoes say they on some different shit. I'm raw as fucking probably the realest that you gon' get. These bitches acting too stuck up like they don't ever suck a dick. That's a lie, bitch, and everybody know. And word around town is even more than dropping low. You ain't a lady, you's a motherfucking hoe. Stop frontin' because we already know, so.
That bitch ratchet, yeah. Found her in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash you. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have you. That bitch ratchet,
yeah.
But if
yeah.
she tell it,
yeah.
she cute,
yeah.
how everybody
yeah.
ugly except
yeah.
for you,
yeah.
she. That
yeah.
bitch ratchet,
yeah.
but
yeah.
you got a lot for
yeah.
bitch. Basically,
yeah.
bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Never no money, but always got a handout. And Ugg boots in summertime don't help you stand out. You got evicted, so you staying at your friend's house and try and fuck niggas on your motherfucking friend's couch. Bad women got pussies with no limits. Give her two shots, she be screaming, don't stop. Get it, admit it, bitches, it's true. Some of y'all hating and might even walk away, cause I'm probably talking about you. I'm a rude type dude, I'm telling these hoes what's up. Everything you do make me wanna shut you the fuck up. I don't hit balls even though your attitude fucked up. I call my other balls, you come through and you getting fucked up. Get it? I'm one of the illest lyricists to touch this planet. So slick, Rick, don't know Nick, but straight tennis. You think I live in a mansion trying to show me a dancing like every other bitch and I can't stand.
That bitch ratchet, find her in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash you. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging cause you know that she don't ever really have you. That bitch ratchet, but if she tell it then she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she. That bitch ratchet, what you got a lot for bitch, basically bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Yo, it's the president, the boss himself, my name's Mercy, can't forget my team. Yeah.
Holy ground,
back to the shit.
That bitch ratchet, find her in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash you. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have you. That bitch ratchet, but if you tell her that she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she. That bitch ratchet, but you got a lot for bitch, basically bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Love, Life, and Loyalties with your host, Real Talk. Now, the topic I have for y'all this evening is it all right for you to have sex with your ex-friend, the ex-girlfriend or your ex-boyfriend's friend? Now, you got to remember this. It's an ex, so there should be no feelings involved whatsoever for the simple fact of, like I said, it's your ex. So why would you get upset if you don't have no interaction with this person and be mad because you fucking made friends? You understand? Some people might see it as being a disrespectful thing. Some people might not. Me personally, if that's your ex and my man feel like, all right, yo, I want to get with your ex such and such, I don't have a problem with it, me personally. That's just my theory. You know, other people might have different theories about it, about how they feel about the situation. I feel like, you know, when it comes down to certain situations, that if y'all broke up for a strong reason. You understand? So the fact of the matter here is that there should be no problems with that situation. What I want y'all to do is get online, give me a call, let me know exactly how y'all feel about the situation. Once again, this is Real Talk. I'm just holding it down for Steph for tonight. You know, I was asked to do the show for tonight, you know, but because he's running a little late right now. But after Love, Life, and Loyalty, you know, GQ Palace has a new thing coming on, Relation Live and Deceit, with your boy, Dr. Feelgood. You know, you want your, and he's going to be talking about relationships, first of all. Now, if you want your deepest questions answered about your relationship, definitely call in from 9 to 10 as well, or stay on the line. Parental advisory for the show from 9 to 10, Dr. Feelgood. You know, they don't call him Dr. Feelgood for nothing. You heard? So what I want y'all to do is get at me. Let me know exactly what's going on. You know, do you feel it's all right to have sex with your ex-friend? All right? Meaning your ex-girlfriend's friend, your ex-boyfriend's friend. Do you feel it's all right for, you know, your friend to have sex with them? As it goes down to the matter of what I'm saying here is, some people might feel like I said, oh, that's dead wrong. You know, you shouldn't do nothing like that, such and such. But if y'all got a real friendship and that's your ex, what difference does it really make? You understand? What difference does it really make for the simple fact of you wanting to have sex with your friend's ex? I mean, you know, with your ex-friend's, you know, spouse. Used to be spouse. Me personally, I don't know what people think nowadays, but it's a new millennium. You understand? Me, I've been in that situation already. You understand? My boy got at me, and he wanted to deal with the ex, and he said he wanted to tap her and everything. I had no problem with it. From this day, I don't even think my boy knows, for the simple fact that I know he tapped her. You understand? So what we're going to do, we're going to get into a caller right now, and we're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
What's good?
What's going on? This is Real Talk. I'm sorry, Steph couldn't join us this evening, but make sure you stay on the line for Relation Lies and Deceit with Dr. Feelgood, because he's definitely going to be on.
I think Steph
probably going to come on a little later. If I'm not mistaken, he'll probably be on a little later. But right now, I'm just
because you know I'm going to show my love regardless.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Now, let me ask you. Do you feel it's a problem with your friend having sex with your ex?
Man. True enough, the motherfucker ex for a reason. But if you my friend, why you want to go behind me?
I'm saying it could be a thing that you don't got to go behind you, but it could have been a thing that, okay,
ain't
well.
Ain't no damn thing. Why she got to go behind me?
No, seriously. Real talk right now. You understand? It could be a fact where, okay, let's say you knew that they were digging your friend. You know, they was always talking about it. And deep down inside of your mind, you knew they were digging. You're not with this person no more. You're not with him no more, so why would you be upset because your friend want to get at him?
I don't give a fair breath, man. You ain't my fucking friend if you got to go behind me.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Let's keep it real. Like I said, this is that Dallas joint, and it's straight up ratchet. What if the dick wasn't that good? Would you have a problem with it?
Yeah, I still got a problem. Because where the dick wasn't good, the tongue might have been good. So, dude, I'm making it there.
Okay, that's a good example. I'm not mad at you. You know, I'm going to keep it real.
I've been there. still because I wasn't getting the tongue like that no more.
So in other words, you feel like, okay, since you're not getting the tongue like that no more, if your friend going along, he might do the tongue thing in a serious motion. What, you think they're going to come back? And you be like, well, he wasn't eating my shit like that. Why the fuck is he eating yours like that? Is that what it boils down to? Is that what it boils down to? Because, you know, I really need to know. All right. Caller, I want you to stay on the line, all right? We have another caller coming on, all right? So make sure you stay on the line. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear the topic for this evening?
I don't know if I heard the topic, but I believe I heard the question of, is it okay for your ex to sleep with your friend? Is that what we're pretty much talking about now?
Is it okay for your friend to sleep with your ex? Now, this is your ex for a reason. Would you actually be upset? You would be upset about it?
Well, the thing is this right here. You're right. First of all, the ex is an ex for a reason, but you hit a major point. You're not together anymore, so the thing you should be worried about is the person you're sleeping with now. You know, what he got between his legs, what she has between her legs, let them keep that. When you left them alone, you lost all rights to say who they lay down with. You know, how would your man feel or your woman feel if you worried about who the ex sleeping with? If you feel like that, you need to go back to him.
Okay, so you don't have a problem with it, is what I'm saying.
I don't have a problem. When I left him alone, all them problems I had with him left back there with him.
Okay, exactly. So this is the point. I'm glad you said that because you got some females out here that feel like, okay, it's an ex for a reason, but still, you can't have him with me. I don't want you to deal with him or nothing like that. Me personally,
Can I say this right quick? What I think what the lady's saying too is it's not so much the problem. If you're my friend, now what would come in my head is, okay, well, you're going to sleep with him. Maybe you were sleeping with him while we were together. So now for those reasons, I may have to put her in line. Okay, well, you know, you've been feeling like this way before I broke up with him. So for those reasons, but not because I feel like, oh, wait, you can't sleep with him. It's still my piece. It's over and done with. So that for those reasons, I would say. I want to add that
okay.
in.
Well, okay, all right, you're going to add that in. Okay, that's not a problem at all. Because like she just said, she was like, well, you know, that's my ex for a reason. You know, like, the dick might not be good, but the tongue will be. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So my thing is, okay, so you worrying about how he's going to sex this next person, your friend.
She ain't got over yet. That's what that is.
There you go.
Either you walk around here thinking that somebody belongs to you. That's the thing. We all belong. We all have a free will and don't belong to nobody either. The point is you ain't got over them yet. You still want to have your name on them, want to have your cake and eat it too, or that. But the only reason you should be worried about if your ex is sleeping with your friend is sleeping with your ex is like for the sake of saying, okay, you really my true friend. Do I got to worry about my new man now because you or my new woman now if you were running to have my ex? So that would be the only reason. Whether they're good or not, when you left them, you left all that back there with them.
Okay. See, I like this because see, now it's getting spicy. And this is what Steph's show is about. Once again, I'm just filling in for Steph Dallas for tonight. This is Love, Life, and Loyalties. And right now, who am I speaking to?
Tina.
Okay, Tina, I want you to stay on the line. We have another caller. We're going to bring that caller in because we're going to get this rolling tonight. Hold on, all right? Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, we have another female on the line. I want some dudes to call in this topic, too, because you know what? Because it's something that a lot of people really need to realize, though, to be truthfully speaking. If that's your ex, it's your ex for a reason. Don't get mad because your friend is going to sex your ex. Okay, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I had another call on the line.
Oh, okay.
Who am I? I want you to stay on the line as well.
Okay.
I got Keen on the line. I have another call on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, there you go. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How you guys doing? This is Shelly.
Hey, Shelly.
Hey, what's going on, Shelly? Did you hear the topic for this evening?
I did not hear it. No, I didn't.
Okay, the topic for this evening is, do you feel it's a problem with your friend sleeping with your ex.
Absolutely, yes. If that's supposed to be my friend.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If that's supposed to be my friend, she should not be sleeping with my ex. Absolutely not. No, that's not a friend.
No,
that's
you can't
not
have a friend. That's your ex. Why does it matter who your ex is sleeping with?
You don't go behind your friends. You don't do that. That's something you don't do. You don't do that. There's a code. You don't do that.
No, some codes be broken, and that's one of them. We have a lot of people that generally talk in real talk. You have a lot of people that come out. You know, have a lot of people that come out of the closet, and they be like, what if they came and told you then? Okay, you say that's not your friend that went behind your back, but what if they came and told you, and they're like, you know what? You know, it was a situation, you know, I felt like I always liked him, and now I have slept with him. You understand? Letting you know. Now, remember, that's your ex.
Right.
Okay, so why would you be upset about it?
Because if we're friends, that's just something you just don't do. You don't go behind your friends and do that. That takes the friendship to a different level. That takes the friendship to a whole different level.
No, see, friendship. You're not supposed to let anything take you to that level.
Well, that's one that would take me all the way to the level.
Why would you want to do that?
But that's your friend. That's your friend for a reason. I want you to stay on the line. We have another caller. We're going to bring the caller in. Because like I said, we're going to have a ball tonight. Because I'm going to get on y'all. This is real talk. I'm just throwing it for Steph Dodd tonight.
Well, let's do it.
Oh, we're going to do it. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
This is Tiffany from Brooklyn.
Tiffany from Brooklyn, what's going on, Tiff?
This is real stuff for tonight.
Steph Dallas, you're going to come on Relation. All right, you're going to come on Relation Lives and Loyalties. You try to make it. If you don't, you'll definitely be on Relation Lives and Loyalties from 9 to 10 after Love, Life, and Law, after tonight's show with Dr. Feelgood. But, Tiffany, did you hear the topic for the evening?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and what's your point of view on it?
First of all, if you're my friend, your loyalty lies within me.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
You, loyal. You're supposed to be my ex.
There's
no way in hell you going to tell me you my friend and want to sleep with somebody behind me. That's not going to happen. Because first of all,
okay,
you're supposed to have two different. My taste shouldn't even be your taste.
Thank you.
Exactly.
First of all, no, you can't say that. You can't state a person's taste to me.
Would you sleep with your friends? My friends, me and my friends have two totally different tastes than men. You know what I'm saying? What they like, I don't like. So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Let's keep it real. Somebody said, well, I speak my friend. I would tell my man, I'd be like, yo, are you still dealing with Shorty? And if he say no, I would be like, all right, boom, I want that. I've been in that situation already.
Well, that's
you
the dog and
that's
man.
Talk
that's
about
the
it.
Dog and you man.
Yeah.
No, you got women that do that. Y'all women ain't no shit.
I mean, if they sharing, but see, most women, if they sharing the same man, they doing each other as well. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
They just having threesomes. If they sharing men, period. It ain't gonna be like, oh, well, you can sleep with my ex, and I'm not.
I had a caller on the line. I wonder if that caller is still there. Because you know what? Who I had on? Tina, are you there with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Tina, can you do me a favor? I don't think these females heard this scenario that you broke down. All right? I got your back. Break that scenario down to me once again.
Okay, and tell them, please let me talk and please don't interrupt me. The thing is this right here, ladies and gentlemen on live. First of all, if the relationship didn't work out for whatever the reason, when you said goodbye is just that. Goodbye is not looking back. Now, I'll tell you this. I agree to the point where you say, well, she's my friend or he's my friend. This is my friend, and you're going to sleep with my ex. I would say this. See, God trying to show us things, but we're too busy with our own opinion. God may be trying to show you that person was your friend in the first place, and he probably was already sleeping with him. So count it all joy and just leave both of them in the past. But under that same breath, what you got to realize is your body is your body. The same, you eat your food, you have your man, like it's your taste. You can't tell someone what they can do with their body. You left them alone. So you don't have the right to say, well, okay, you can't sleep with this or that, because that person don't belong to you. They grown and you grown. You have your own choices to make, your own mistakes to make, and your own lessons to learn. So for the reason, so I would say it like this once again. When you done moved on, you should be worrying about what's between the man leg or the woman leg that you're laying down with. Because how would you think if your mate what feel if you worried about what's between her leg or his leg? You need to be worried about who you laid up with. That's uncut truth. That's just real. Let them have that. But like the ladies were saying, if she my friend, that's a code that you don't cross. The friendship can never be the same. Because now I'm going to be thinking, I want my man now. So I understand that, but we have to also understand, if you're grown, be grown. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm grown. I don't have time for childish games. I don't have time for that. You know, I keep it real.
It's time to move on.
It's time to move on.
Exactly. So that's what I'm trying to say here.
That's a point well taken. But at the end of the day, if you're supposed to be my friend, you shouldn't even, that thought shouldn't even come across your head whether we broke up yesterday or even 10 years ago. A friend is a friend.
I agree.
Period.
You're right. I agree with her.
You're right about that.
You're right about that. It could not come up. But see, what you got to do is how you attack it. Don't be like, oh, well, you should have done that. Thank God that you know that. Thank God that he showed you that she wasn't your friend. And thank God for that. Because God be trying to show us stuff, but we too busy in our own head. Well, oldest, that, and third, and we still friends. No, let her go on and be with her. And you worry about what the Lord has for you now. He got somebody better for you now. So you're right about that. It shouldn't enter your mind. So I do agree with you on that. I just want you to look at the intent, look at the focus, so you don't get too lost up, because that's what the enemy want to do. He want to change your mind. So all of y'all are making great points. I want to make it clear. I'm not saying you're wrong that your friend shouldn't be sleeping with your ex. No, but once you do that, don't be mad. Thank God and let her go and be back there, because you got a new man now or a new woman now. Worry about that person, because it's over for a reason. Leave them problems back there. The best thing you can do for a person who wants your ex or to cheat on, let them have them. You know what they went through. You know what you went through. Let them have them.
Yeah, because he's going to get treated. Okay. She's going to get it worse than I did.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or she might in turn do him worse.
Well, that's what he did to you.
But y'all getting upset. If like they were saying, if y'all getting all upset because your friend is sleeping with your ex, you still have feelings for that ex. It ain't about the friend. It ain't a friend. Like I said, what if it wasn't that good? You understand? Somebody said, oh, well, what the tongue might be that good. You understand? That's excuses. That's excuses for you to keep that person away from their friend. Now,
the bottom line is you got to pick your friends and your men wisely.
Okay. Now, what if you had them together? You understand? Your man and your friend. All right? Now, that boils down on the fact of you making that mistake because you have them around each other. So why are you even going to get mad when you break up with them and your friend go and sleep with them? If you had them around each other like that, because you got people that do that. I'm speaking reality now. You got people that really does that. So how are you going to get mad at that situation when you started it from the get-go?
Well, me personally, my friends, I've been around their men, and nothing, you know what I mean? Their men never came at me like that, and I never came at them like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
right.
Like, that's just off-limits. It's just off-limits. Like, I couldn't even fathom even doing anything like that. Because, you know what I'm saying, I value my friendship. You know what I'm saying? Because when you have true friends, you must value those friendships. So it's just certain lines you just don't cross.
I agree with you.
Y'all keep talking about a line you don't cross. Okay, let me ask you something. All y'all females on this line, y'all gonna tell me every one of y'all that have a friend, y'all never actually seen a friend that y'all was interested in and found out that was your girlfriend's friend, and then y'all didn't proceed with it, like, okay, well, no, that's something, I'm going to step back right now, I'm not going to be bothered with it.
I've never been in that situation.
You know what? An associate, maybe, but a real friend, I wouldn't
right.
do it.
Okay, let me ask you. Y'all saying a real friend. What is a real friend?
A real friend is one that's got my back, and we there sticking through thick and thin, no matter what.
Years,
but I'm not going to sleep with your ex-husband. I'm not going to sleep with your ex-man. I don't want to know what he's about in bed. You can
Absolutely.
Come and tell me how good he is. I don't want him.
Absolutely.
No.
You know, and if I see him out here with somebody, then I know that he's not for me.
See, what y'all want... There's no such thing as friends. I don't care what nobody says. You understand? There's no such thing as friends. You understand? Y'all can call it what y'all want, but There's no such thing as friends. Associates, yeah. You don't
That's
have
what
friends.
I said.
Well, associates, you don't
I
have friends.
I think I have friends. I have long time friends, years, many years.
Exactly. Over 2 decades, I have friends.
Yes. Yes,
and
I
mean,
friends,
we've argued, and you know what I'm saying? We don't speak for a couple of weeks, months, but then when we get back together, it's like nothing happened. Period.
That's just
yeah,
not,
you know
what?
I mean, I've been
Real
in some bad situations. You know, and like I said, a friend is a friend, the ultimate. I consider
yeah.
it as my family. Now, when you go behind me, no, we weren't as tight as
but
I
you
thought
to, that's
we were.
What you say going behind you. What if they tell you about it? See, because you say going behind
she
you, but if they tell you about it, it's going to make a difference.
Well, like Tina just said, she could tell me about it, but the friendship would never, ever be the same.
Mm-hmm.
It won't.
You know what?
And I would I'm being honest about it. It would
be
never
honest.
Be the same.
All right, stay on the line. We have another caller on the line. We're going to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, hello. You're on the air.
Well, hello, I'm glad to be on the air.
You, everybody, this is real talk. You know, Jonathan in right now. But did you hear the topic for this evening?
Oh, Lord, real talk. Yes. I did.
This is real talk. You see? This is real talk.
Hi, real talk. I did hear the topic for this evening. Something to do with a best friend sleeping with your mate?
No, your ex.
Your ex.
Friend. It don't even have to be your best friend, your friend.
A
you found out your friend slept with your ex, yeah. Would that bother you? This is real talk right now.
Yes.
You got to keep it real.
Yes.
Who cares about it being
real
talk?
You know what? I experienced it. A friend of mine slept with my ex and tried to be the wifey and all and tried to, you know, to have my kids call her stepmommy and all. And, oh, yeah, it got real ugly in there.
What?
I'm glad I don't see her kids every day.
And you free? You ain't in jail?
Exactly.
No
way. Exactly. I got the bail money in the back pocket.
You need a little extra bail money because I'm going to help you.
It's in the back pocket. I keep the bail money in the back pocket because if I see this to this very day, that old me is definitely going to come out.
I know that's right.
You know what? Y'all female. But go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
I cried on this girl's shoulder and told her how bad he was treating me, this, that, and the other, and how this, and that, and the other. And
she still went behind your back?
Oh, no.
She still went behind your back and slept with him?
Still went behind my back and didn't have the nerve to act like, she going to get it.
I'm going to help her go find her, shit.
No, I ain't got to go find her. Look, let me tell you. When I take my walk at night after I get off work, I walk right by that bitch's house every night. Get her to come out.
Come on now, honey. We'll put you
that.
Come on, girl.
See, now, that's what you call crossing the line right there. That is a major violation.
That's not a violation.
You
I don't know why y'all females feel like that's a violation.
First of all, that's
understand.
The father of her children.
And I know all the females out here can't feel like that.
That's the father of her children. That's a violation, for real.
And then this helper trying to get the kids to call her mama?
Oh,
yeah. That's out of control. She
out of her lane.
It depends on how you see it. But the phone lines are lit up. If you want to join the topic, press 1. If you want your PC, dial 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get on the topic. What we want to know is it all right for your ex, for your friend to sleep with your ex? Me personally, I don't have a problem with it. But obviously, the females on the line, which is just going crazy. So y'all male callers, I also need y'all to call in on this topic.
They don't want to touch it. They don't real talk. They don't want to help you out tonight. They scared of this topic right now.
Oh, they gonna call in. It's still early. It's still early.
Where them dolls at?
I'm pretty sure y'all know how Steph's show is. The dude's gonna call in a little while.
They're going to call in and because we are on the same page. We on the same.
Oh, you think you're on the same page with the dudes?
No, I said the women. I ain't said no.
Okay,
I ain't
women,
on
the
same page with y'all.
No. Why are y'all women not on the same page? Because you got some females that really don't care. You understand? Because that's their ex, so they don't. They really don't care about, you know, who their ex is.
It's not so much about the ex, though. It's about the friendship that we are supposed to have. If you're supposed to be my friend,
you can stay a friend. You can stay a friend. Your friends, your dollar is your friend. Your money is your friend.
There you go, your damn dollar. There you go, your damn dollar.
Like I keep telling you, I have two true friends.
Your money is your friend.
Real talk. I got a question for you. What if this happened to you? You had your best friend since I was in like kindergarten all the way up until today, and he did that. You tell me.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna let y'all in on a story. Okay, and I'm gonna keep it real with y'all, because that's what I'm about. Real talk.
Okay.
You wanna know? Okay.
Yes.
I knew my man for like over 20 or 30 years. I'm going to say 20 the most. That's how long I know him. 20 years. Real talk. No lie. Okay? Come to find out, one day, this was back in the day, one day, me and him was driving. And my kid's mother, who I was actually with, and her friend was at their friend house. Now, y'all females got this way of doing like eye thing and all that. You understand? So when we came, the friend that she was with looked at my man like, you know, like, all right, I want this dude now. She had that look like, all right, yeah, well, you know, I want him too, you understand? So I had picked my man. I said, yo, I heard you had sex with such and such. Oh, well, you know, I was going to tell you. Me, I was like, you know what, because me, when I found out, we wasn't together at the time. You understand?
Okay.
But he admitted it. You understand? I had my baby mama back then a long time ago, and I'm telling y'all, this was some bullshit. But I checked with my godbrother. You understand? This is stuff that I experienced already. You understand? So that's why they say an ex is an ex for a reason. If my man wasn't coming to me, be like, yo, now it depends on whether she chooses to make that choice. I'm not with her no more. So if she chooses to make that decision, that's on her and that's on him.
But y'all go by this code anyway, bros before hoes. But we don't follow that code.
Oh,
we don't follow
here
that
we
code.
Go. Here we go with the rhyming stuff. You know,
we don't. Women don't follow that creed. Sorry.
You got women that follow that creed. Believe me. Back in the day, I didn't know women follow that creed. Okay. Maybe y'all, like I said, y'all expand a little. Some, you know, majority of women expand a little, but women do follow that. For the simple fact, you got women that'll do both for your boys. You got a friend that will do both for your boys at the same time. You understand?
But I guess we keep our emotions a little bit different than the guys. I guess, you know, that would hurt us really bad if our best friend did something like that to us. That would hurt us more than anything, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that would hurt us more than anything. Okay,
yeah,
you're saying it'll hurt you, all right?
Not so much because of the man, though. It's not so much because of the man. It'll be more so over the friend because, you know what I mean? We're supposed to be ride or die, you understand?
Right. Look, well, this old thing tried to even bring my little kids up in the picture. Try to move the ass in or thing.
Oh,
Lord, where you at? Yeah. I'm trying to go meet you, girl.
Okay,
we got to put on our black hoodies and our black sweats and go handle this.
Okay, y'all want to shut it off now. Queen Latifah for y'all. Okay, now we're going to do a Whitney Houston. Let's wait to exhale. Listen to what I'm explaining to you. Okay? Now, okay, I understand the kid situation, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, picture it like this. You got your friend that's with your kid's father. That's what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get at the kid's father, right? Okay. Now, would you prefer it be somebody you don't know or somebody that's going to take care of your kid?
Well, see, this is some old trick hoe. I would not mind if it was a woman who could, you know, who could help provide. But this was some slut trick that was just in it to get what she can, and for him to take care of her kid because she saw how good, you know, I had it as far as him taking care of the kids and, you know, trying to be a man. Well, she thought what it was being a man, so she figured she, you know, bump me out the way and try to get in there knowing that I couldn't stay on his butt.
Okay, so let me ask you. You saying she felt like she bumped out. Don't you think if she felt like that, she would have did it while you was with him instead of waiting to become his ex?
No, because at the time she had
no.
a man. But at the time she had a man, but as soon as the man left, as soon as her man left out of town, and I decided, you know what, I'm kicking this bum to the curb. You know, that's when she moved in. That's when she moved in with her little tricks.
So
she was just shanky from jump, because she probably had her eye on him this entire time.
I took her in, let her drive my vehicle, gave her money, gave her clothes, gave her food, took care of her nasty kids. Yes.
You should have beat that bitch down.
Oh, it's going down. It's going down. It's going down.
Right.
Can't believe.
Right. It ain't even worth it. Let it go.
Can't believe.
Let it go. Let it go.
I still got to sleep at night and have these dreams and these nightmares. This ain't over with. This is something that has to be confronted. I pray to God that I stay who I am and handle it like a lady. But I know this little thug bitch is not gonna, you know, handle it like a lady. So I'm gonna have to step out of my character for a minute and do what I gotta do and handle my business.
No, but on a serious note though, even though I said I was gonna come, you know, we gonna go get our hoodies and shit. Karma is a bitch. She gonna reap what she sow. Understand that.
Somebody gonna dog her out.
Yeah. She's gonna
probably
read
go
what she saw.
She already got it coming, right? She already got it. She already got it. You don't need to get
you
it.
Even
got it.
All you have to do is sit back and watch it all unfold.
It. Mm-hmm.
You can sit back and watch it all unfold.
Touching her face is probably good too, but I'm just saying she already got it. She already got it. She got it already.
And she's gonna be miserable. And guess what? She's gonna come crying to you, apologizing. You watch. There is a description in the Bible. God will make your enemy your footstool. Trust me, she'll be at your feet.
Oh, Lord, you know what that feels like. Oh, you know, she's killing me right now. Y'all are killing me right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to cut that shit out because y'all killing me right now. All right? Y'all are really killing me right now. You understand? Okay. Okay, like you said, God will make them your footstool. Okay? Understandable. I understand that to the fullest. Okay? But that person's mind is what they choose to do. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Now, let's say it was an ex. Okay, let's say it was an ex you didn't even give up. You didn't even care about. Y'all was fighting and arguing all the time. You didn't even care about the ex no more. So you're going to get mad because your friend go with him. What you going to tell your friend is, you're going to tell your friend is, go ahead, girl. I done been through all that. That nigga ain't no good. He ain't going to do nothing for you. So you want to go ahead? You go ahead. But if it's this dude that's treating you good, it's going to be a problem. No?
I don't buy that bullshit for a second, real talk. I am so sorry.
You know it's true. Y'all need to cut it out.
What you mean we need to cut it? You better get some damn dons on there to help you, because you ain't doing real good right now.
I'm doing damn good. Let me cut that shit out. I'm doing damn good, and I'm holding it down right now.
Hello? May I say something, please?
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I was trying to get in. Let me just say this. What we have to understand, people, is this right here. How you start a relationship is how it's going to end out. You got to lay the foundation. First of all, there's some things that even if it's your very best friend or even your very own mother, it's some things that just between you and your mate. You have no business telling your girlfriend or your boyfriend how that person does you in bed. It's some things that you're not supposed to do. Okay,
you're not welcome
inside of your bedroom. If you can't please him or what you got between your legs can't please him or her, then they need to kick rocks. Because the one thing about it, you can't sit there and disrespect yourself. Yeah, one thing about this, if you write, God will make your enemies your footstool, but you got to realize when you're being your very own enemy, sometimes our enemies, I-N-N-E-R, our enemies are our worst enemies.
You're absolutely right. I agree.
We cannot come around and be disrespectful. We disrespect ourselves then and think that woman or that man is going to respect us. If you don't respect you, who else will? And that's
nobody.
Where it goes. So you got to respect yourself, first of all, and then you can demand respect. But you can't come and say, oh, well, it's all right, you do this, and oh, he ain't this, or well, we can have this threesome and that and the third. And then when she go and do that, or he go and do that, then you come and be like, oh, well, you disrespect me. Well, you got to look in the mirror and blame yourself. You can't blame that man or blame that woman. You cannot blame God. So you got to understand that you got to follow the code. You have to be loyal first before you can demand it.
Absolutely. Loyalty is everything.
Loyalty is everything. But then, like I said earlier, for the other callers that just called in, if that person, everything that happened bad after you done left that person, you just look at them in the sky and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, I made the right choice, and I left that person alone. And that friend, like I said, Lord, try to show us something, y'all. But if that girlfriend of yours, even if she's been best friends with you from kindergarten, or he's been your boy since grade school, and if they go and sleep behind your back with that person, 9 times out of 10, they was having those feelings before you even broke up. So what you ought to say, look at it this way. Don't get caught up in the old way you sleep with this. Look at this. Well, you wasn't my friend anyway. You might start feeling
through that.
You
true
might
that.
Have something else planned for me.
Not your friend wasn't your friend.
Now,
okay.
And now I can have a new relationship, and I don't have to worry about you. You went ahead and let your colors be shown. So look at it that way instead of getting stuck on a, well, you posted this, that, and third. Just thank God that you were shown the truth. But they grown. We all grown. We got to make choices. Nobody can boss you around. Because one thing about it, you only have one mother, one father. You see what I'm saying? So y'all have to look at it that way.
Not only that, if you friends with somebody, you learn that person. You know their personality. And you know what they will and won't do if you're around them long enough. Anybody, when you're around them long enough, they start to show their true colors, good, bad, or ugly. You understand?
Well, one thing I want to say, we got to pray about it too, y'all, because if you don't know, one thing about it, you'll never know what somebody's going to do or not do, because anybody capable of anything. But when you pray and trust God and allow him to lead you, oh, yeah, you will know, because God is going to show you. But once again, you have to stay loyal to yourself first, and you have to stay loyal to the Lord and allow him to lead you and guide you. Because trust me, if that woman was sleeping with your ex after you broke up, 9 times out of 10, she was sleeping with him before you broke up.
I'm about to get up and start waving my fan
because she is preaching it this evening.
But watch when the guys come up on you, y'all gonna see, they ain't gonna say no more than y'all talking a lot of bullshit right now, that's what y'all do. Cause y'all know damn well if that man was treating you like shit, garbage, dirt, mud on the bottom of his shoe, you wouldn't give a damn if your friend slept with him. So y'all can sit there and y'all can tell me all that. This is real talk y'all talking to right now. Let me tell you. Y'all can sit there and tell me all that shit if y'all want to, but I know the real talk and what's really going down. You understand? The difference between us men and y'all women is, all right, we might have a double standard amongst y'all, but we're going to keep it real with each other. We're going to be like, all right, yo, I slept with you shorty, boom, bop, bang, bang, bang. This ain't no Jerry Springer. This is real talk. We're going to be like, we're going to keep it real with each other. You understand? So y'all sitting there and y'all saying, the friend is my friend. They supposed to be loyal. Ain't no damn loyalty out here. Your family not even loyal to you. What makes you think your goddamn friend gonna be loyal to you? Keep it real with me. Let's keep it real. Everybody quiet now.
Ain't no damn silence of the lamb. See, you got a third leg.
We don't. Y'all use y'all's whenever you want to. Under any circumstance.
We got a third leg. Y'all got an extra hole. What's the difference?
We don't think about it all the time.
Listen, everybody. I have something to say. Hello?
Yes, okay.
I am at work and a situation came up, so I will be calling y'all back in like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
You make sure you do
okay,
that.
Okay, man.
I got one.
So you do
that. Because I'm going to get called out on Facebook, right? All right, I'll talk to you in a little while.
Because it don't make no sense to me the way y'all females is trying to turn this topic around to a loyalty situation thing. Because I think it's more to it than that.
Real talk, you always saying that about us all the time. You always say the ladies always trying to turn something around on them, and you always say that.
Uh-huh.
Because y'all females do. let me
We're not all the same.
Y'all females always try to take it
same.
To another level.
Where the rest of the dumb dons? Where the rest of the dumb dons?
Oh, they're going to be calling. Somebody just told me, somebody just texted me, said they're calling in a minute. So don't even worry about it. When my man call in, he's going to call in. All right?
Oh,
so
boy.
So he just texted me. Yeah,
it must
just
be good
me,
hygiene.
He's calling in a minute. He's calling in a minute. Because you know what? There's a shit job.
As long as it ain't Dave, ratchet ass.
I don't know about the Dave, you know what I'm saying? You know, Dave is, he's on a totally different level. I don't
Dave.
Know. I was on for Dave's show.
Dave has no credibility. We don't
Dave?
Believe you. You need more people.
Oh, Dave is,
I'm a neutral person, you know, I keep it real. Like, yeah, Dave, he was like, he's way out there.
His credibility is
shot.
No, not credit, not just credibility.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
He is way out
Dave
there.
Dave is like a, and a,
I'm okay, all right.
But what I want to know is, come on, ladies, can we please keep it real? Can we please keep it real? Y'all saying that y'all would be hurt. Y'all wouldn't be bothered by this. Y'all would be bothered by it for the
I
moment.
I didn't say hurt.
But somebody but, said they'd be hurt.
Well, somebody might have said it.
Shelly said that I would be hurt if it was a long-time friend from a long time ago that did that. I would be hurt by the fact that she did that, even though we were friends, like, you know, and I confided in her and told her why I was breaking up and all this sorts of things that she went behind me. Yes, I would be hurt by that. Yes, I would.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Let me ask you. You keep saying that you. Let me ask you this. Let's just keep it real. You with your spouse, okay? You with your spouse. You've been with your spouse, let's say, a year. Okay, you've been with them only a year. Now, you had your friend around this spouse. Every time y'all went out, you had them around them. Every time y'all argued, they was there. You understand? When y'all choose, you know, when y'all standing outside in a car or whatever, they there. But your friend is mainly, you know, they try to, you know, they talking to other guys or whatever the case is. Now, you break up with this spouse on the fact of, okay, you and your friend talk. You caught the spouse cheating. You understand? They fighting with you. You're constantly, they verbally abusing you. You're constantly arguing. Then your friend comes and tell you, well, listen, I understand the situations that you've been through with this person or whatever. You understand? Not to step on your toes, but I'm feeling this person, you know, I wanted you to know that after y'all broke up, we had sex. You will have a
it
problem.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it was a year, if it was a few months. It does not matter. You do not cross that line. You just don't do that.
You don't do that. Before this show ends, your mind is going to be spinning. Y'all going to be like, yo, next week y'all call in and y'all tell Steph, yo, Real Talk was right about everything you
that's
said last
yeah.
week. What?
That's what
now.
Real Talk saying.
Real Talk, can I respond right quick?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me respond to what he just asked about that. See, the thing is, y'all, what you have to realize is you welcome that person into every area. They have no business being in your relationship. So you can't be surprised if they enter the bedroom too. One thing about it, every argument that you and your boyfriend have ain't none of your friend's business. That's between
you're
you
right.
and the man.
You're right.
And the woman. So you tell them all this stuff, and they let alone then add on top of it if you tell them how that person's doing you in bed. You know, like I was saying earlier, it's not always the case, but sometimes that person probably was already having those feelings before you broke up, but was just bold enough or probably loved you enough as a friend to say, okay, I'll wait till we break up and then maybe she'll understand or he'll understand. But the stuff, it already happened because of you, because you're talking too much about what's going on in your relationship. You doing
yeah, but what if you hadn't said anything like that or said anything about him in a relationship and that still happened?
Yeah, I'm just answering the question the way he asked it. But you're right. It doesn't really matter whether it is or not if you are explaining it. The point is, if that is your friend, if that is your friend, then there are the boundaries that should not be crossed. But look at this. If you are not with that person anymore and she or he goes to sleep with them is really none of your business. But the part that is your business is this.
Thank you.
If that's a friend, well, the part that is the business is this. Now, as far as a relationship, no, it's not your business. But as
no.
a friend, I would not trust that person around my new man, because if you're sleeping
exactly.
with someone I've already been with, then you may sleep with my new woman or man. But still,
right.
it's not. But let them have that. Leave them alone. Don't even stress yourself out. Just thank God that you know. You know?
That's my
okay.
point. My point exactly. You hit it right on the nose. If that's not who you with and you laying with somebody else, why would you care? Why the hell would you care?
Well, yeah, the only reason they should care is because, only reason, now, not because of what they're doing, but because of friendship purposes, only to protect what I have now with my new person, but not because of, oh, well, that was my need and whatever, because that ain't to me no more. It's hers. Let her have it. You know, you're not with it. You can't, you have to leave and not look back. But for the sake of protecting what you have now, just say, okay, well, I'm going to be leery. I may not fall out with you, but we're not going to be talking like that. And see, God teaches us lessons like that, y'all. Because, like I said, you disrespect the relationship when you're telling all your business to your homeboy, your homegirl. That's y'all relationship. Y'all in that bed. Y'all pay the bills together. Y'all take care of them kids. It ain't none of my business. It's none of his business. So you can't disrespect the relationship and then come and demand respect later.
Exactly.
So
you got females that does that.
And they have a better relationship in the future with the person you have now and learn from your mistakes.
Exactly. You got females that do exactly what you said. And then they get mad because now their friend want to sleep with their ex. But like you said, that's their ex. If you got somebody new, why are you worried about who your ex is sleeping with, even if that's your friend? If your friend never tells you nothing about their business and you constantly tell them about yours, there's no reason for you to even get mad about it. So why are you bothering?
Let me tell you how I can help you since no men are calling in. I'll tell you how I can help. Now, if you answer the question this way, okay, ladies, if you have your man and now you with him, I know a woman on the phone here. If you're going to keep it real, we're going to keep it real. If your man is worried about what, well, okay, my homeboy, I can't believe he sleeps with her, baby. Man, this mug, I'm going to fight until he sleeps with her. How would that make you feel when that's your man? You be like, you need to be worried about me. You want to go be with that big, go be with her. You're going to feel like that. So,
you know
so,
what?
I'm
going to give you that one.
I
am really
going to
give you that one. You are 100%
right. I missed that one. What? Say it again?
I'm
going to
get for
that
one. I'm going to get for that one. Because she is 100%
wait. Slide that by me again. Say that last thing. Say that again.
The question is, so you look at it this way. Y'all, I deal with a lot of relationship counseling and things like that. That's why I'm on this line. A lot of people don't approve that. I'm actually a minister. But I fellowship with everybody because all y'all, God love us all. You see what I'm saying? So I can fellowship with each of you and talk with you the way I talk. But the question is, you look at it this way, from a man, from the woman's perspective, so y'all not catching real talk because he's saying it as a man and he's talking in emotion. But if you look at it this way, okay, you have your man, ladies. We're talking ladies now. You have your man. Okay, you know you good to him, he good to you. Okay, he finds out this woman he broke up with, okay, his best friend is sleeping with her. And he want to, oh, I'm going to beat him up, baby. I can't believe he's sleeping with her. Then you going to think, oh, how did it make you feel after all the special stuff you did to him last night in the bed? What you worried about her for? So you got to look at it that way. How you think your
exactly.
man going to feel if you doing that? You got to, it goes both ways. It goes both ways.
Exactly.
Now, how does it make you feel? How will it make you feel? If it don't make you feel good, then don't do it to them. You see what I'm saying? We can't demand something out of one person that we're not willing to do ourselves.
Exactly. And right now, your women is telling fibs, and I'm going to keep it real with you. All right? This
you
is real talk. The phone lines is on fire. All right? If you want to join this topic, press 1. If you want your PC, the number to call, 646-238-38. Press 1 to go on the air. The topic for tonight is, do you think it's a problem with your friend sleeping with your ex? Plain and simple. Me, real talk, I say hell no. Hell no. Do what you do. Go for what you go. Know for what you know. You understand? Some people might feel different. Some people might not. But as far as I'm concerned right now, I got a bunch of females on the line trying to get in at a brother because of the way he feel about the situation. So my dogs, I need y'all to call in right now. Seth Dallas will be back on next week. This is Real Talk. They're covering the tunes for him right now. So, get at me. Now, where was we at? Tonight.
Go ahead, Real Talk. You's a mean man.
I'm down like dirty and nasty. It's on tonight. Because me personally, I think y'all women is telling fibs. Y'all don't really care whether the person
is sleeping with
your ex. So you
trying to say we full of cock?
Y'all just, no, but my thing is,
now,
I don't think y'all really care the person sleeping with your ex.
She done scared everybody because she done told y'all she a minister, and now y'all done stop cursing. Y'all all full of shit.
No.
Well, you know how Steph show is. Whether she a minister or not,
it's
I'm right. Pretty sure she knows. She knows exactly what goes on a Monday.
No, absolutely. And
you
know what? I commend her because some people that are in the ministry, they think they're holier than thou. They're afraid to step on the other side. But I do commend her for getting on the line and just, you know, giving her advice. Honestly.
And I'm pretty sure she's seen the thing on Facebook, so she knows what it's about.
Right.
And I'm going to let Steph Dallas know. It's an honor for you to call.
It is
explicit context. Niggas don't give a fuck. You understand? But it's definitely an honor to have you call. You know, and I'm going to let Steph know how he had this minister on the line. And she was breaking good points down.
And it's a beautiful thing. It is, you know, because, I mean, she didn't hear. She didn't have to go there. She didn't even have to call this show.
Yeah.
But she's saying something.
She's
spitting real. She's spitting real. Absolutely.
And I'm pretty sure as her being a minister, she heard the cursing before. She heard.
Exactly.
Am I right?
Let me say this right quick. Exactly. I don't judge. See, the thing is, it's for God to do that.
All right, wait. Can we hold on for one minute?
Yes.
Can we hold on for 1 minute? We actually have Steph Dallas on the line.
Hey, Steph.
Hey, what up, y'all? All right, who's here? It's Ducky Cock and all this shit with the minister on the phone. Who the hell is doing all that shit over here?
Oh,
what's good, Steph? I'm going to hold it down for you, baby. See, this is real talk.
You was
holding
it down, baby.
Hold it
down. I'm in the cab away from the airport. I got like half a bar left, but I had to call him with my shit cut off, man.
I knew you was coming back from the airport. I knew that.
You ain't know nothing.
Who's
that?
I did.
Who's
talking about Tiffany from Brooklyn.
What's up, baby girl?
What's up?
Hey, baby.
All right.
What's up, baby girl? What's up, baby? What's up?
No, Steph, the topic for this evening that I told them is, would it be a problem with your friend sleeping with their ex? I got a bunch of females on the line. Huh?
What they said, yeah, right, it's a problem, right?
Yes, it is.
You know, that's what they want to say.
You actually have
a minister on your line right now.
Yep. And
she's keeping
it
real.
She was saying something
before I had introduced you, so I just want to let her finish saying what she had to say, and then, we're going to get ratchet with it. All right? I told her it's definitely an honor for her to even call a line. She know what the situation is about.
Yep.
She know everything. So it's definitely an honor for her to call. But I believe her name is Tina. Tina, you
Tina.
Still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, that's Steph Dallas. He's actually the host of the show.
Okay,
you were saying something, and I would like for you to finish saying what you were saying.
Yeah, I was saying, I'm going to say this first of all. I'm the type of person, I know where God has brought me from, and just because I don't cuss no more don't mean I ain't used to, and I know how God loved me and kept me going, and I'm not going to just say I'm not going to come around and not hang with y'all, because, you know, God loves us all.
That's
and
beautiful.
All saying, so I love y'all so much, and be yourself. I want us to be real and be ourselves, you know? But what I was saying before, Steph came on the phone, and he can probably comment on this. With the women was disagreeing with Real Talk, but Real Talk wasn't. I don't think he was saying it right. So I came in from a man's point of view and said, "Okay, ladies, you saying it's a problem, and you want to have this problem with her? Okay, what if it happens now? You have a man. Okay, now he has a best friend that want to sleep with his ex, and so now he want to go fight that ex guy friend of his. Now how did that make you feel, ladies? If now your man worried about what's between her legs, he want to go fight his friend, and now you done made love to him last night, but he's worried about her and trying to fight his friend. How would that make you feel? See, I said you have to treat that person how you want to be treated. You got to look at your mate's feelings and how it'll make you feel. Because if you're not together, you're not together anymore. that's your ex. When you broke up, you left it in the past. And so it's whatever between their legs, that belongs to them. If that's a friend she sleep with, fine, let her do that. But the only thing you should be worried about is this. Thank God that you know that that person has done that, and so keep them away from your new person. And then also, don't be telling your mate everything you're doing in the bedroom, because that's between y'all. No, that's between
y'all. Break it down, let's go.
And so, and that's what I was saying to them. Also, and just keep the relationship between y'all. Whatever y'all got going on, keep it between y'all. If y'all not together no more and your best friend sleep with them, let them sleep with them. And if you don't want to be friends with them no more, don't be friends with them. But all that other stuff is pretty much for the birds. It's in the past. Just, you got your guard up. And thank God you know that your friend will sleep with your man or your woman and let them go. But you really can't tell nobody who they can sleep with or who they can't, because we all wrong at the end of the day. You don't have to fool with them no more.
That's real. That's real.
Now, Steph, this is what I was breaking down. I understand what she's saying. Now, Steph. You still there with us, right?
I'm still here.
Now, what I was saying to these females is, I'm going to keep it real, all right? Now, if it was a dude that was treating them like shit, like dirt, like mud on the bottom of their shoe and didn't give a fuck about them, they would not care. But if it's a nigga that's treating them good and everything, they're going to have a problem with it.
Oh, you are 100% correct. Listen,
my man,
if I'm smashing this shorty, And I'm doing everything in the fucking world for her, right? You know what I'm saying? And then we stop fucking around. Now her homie comes along and I start smashing her. You can't tell me you ain't gonna catch feelings behind that shit. 100%, she is gonna catch feelings. X or no X, she gonna have a problem. She gonna have a fucking problem. And keep it 100. The bitches been doing that shit. Bitches still do that shit. They still fucking their girls,
hey,
man, and all that
thank
shit
you.
Like that, man.
Thank you.
Bitches always been doing that.
And these females feel like, you know, like, all right, like if they friend was to sleep with their ex, that regardless of the fact that the friend is crossing the line. Okay, if the friend is crossing the line, but if that dude was treating you like garbage, you would not give a fuck if they fucked them, sucked them, or anything else. You understand?
Of course.
But
of
if
course.
The nigga was, exactly. But if the nigga was treating you good, then it's it's not a problem at all.
Yeah, he was a raggedy ass nigga. They ain't do nothing for you. And you always did shit for him. You know what I'm saying? And your girl, you wouldn't give a fuck. This wouldn't care. You had that raggedy
exactly.
ass nigga. I would fuck that nigga. You had that raggedy ass nigga.
Exactly. You have another caller on the line. We going to bring him in real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Welcome to Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph
Dallas.
He's doing his thing right now. All right. So, who do we have? This is Rita?
Yes, Kim. This is Rita.
Oh, Rita?
That's Rita.
Yes, this is Rita.
Oh,
all right, Rita. Did you
hey,
hear the
Rita.
Topic for this evening?
Hey. Yes, I did.
And what's your point of view on it? Let's hear this shit. Go on.
I understand exactly what the divas are saying. But, of course, there's a but. The but is, nowadays, who are really your friends? You know,
right.
Who's not
right.
looking at your man 5 years
you,
behind
Rita,
your back? You know, so my input is, if it's my ex, you can have him because that's my sloppy seconds right there that you're about to have.
Uh-huh.
So I don't care if you have him or not. Go ahead, do you. Because the reason we broke up, best believe, it's going to come back around again, and it's going to be the same exact thing that went wrong with us is going to go wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care.
Let me hit y'all with the kicker. Y'all broads who smash my homie or you smash your ex's homie, da, 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 9 times out of 10, them motherfuckers is laughing and kikiing about it because they already fucking know. They done sat down and broke bread and talked about it already. If they real friends, and they laughing and joking about it, it's like, yo, son, I smashed your ex. That's what I'm talking about. Do your thing, homie. This shit is killer. She does this. She does that. And they talking about your ass. You think you want up on them, and they want up on your ass. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just don't realize that shit. But they niggas is really out there doing that shit.
Females do the same thing. Females do the same exact thing.
Oh, yeah. I know this. They most definitely do. understand.
Females do the same thing.
They do the same thing if it's a motherfucker who's going to trick on them and do all that. But if it's a ragged ass nigga, they ain't doing that. So cut that shit out.
Exactly.
Females are going to do the same exact thing, how men sit and how they talk about women and men are two different.
Men is trying to smash just to smash. Women is smashing for a reason.
Right, but some women, but you know what? Now,
man,
I'm
got no
if
damn
the guy
reason.
Happened to have something,
exactly.
If
she's
the guy happened to have
down.
Something and yeah. it don't work out, guess what? That woman's going to say to her friend, girl, get all you can get from him. High five on that.
No.
Then I just said, you said, get all you can from him, and that's that. That's if
exactly.
he's a freaking ass nigga, but if he's a regular ass, bum ass, no for nothing ass nigga, y'all need to be talking about that shit. Because y'all wouldn't even smash him. You wouldn't even smash me if it was a square. They're going to sit and guess what? He ain't got nothing whatsoever.
What was that movie? The Best Man, right? You see when he fucked his wife, he was mad. He wasn't mad because she did it with his wife. He was mad for the simple fucking fact that he didn't tell him. You understand? Damn, I think we just lost Steph. It's called this goddamn. But anyway, if you watch the movie The Best Man, right, you'll see the fact of it is that he wasn't mad that he had sex with my. Like he said, in the back of my mind, I always knew it was somebody. I didn't think it was you. Now, my thing was, if he would have told him, he wouldn't have even felt like that.
But you know what? That's what he get anyway for trying to be with the girl because she was all wholesome and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He fell in love with the image of I'm a dog. This is a virgin. I can make her my wife. I'm the only person that's ever been with her. That's his fault. That's his stupidity right there.
That wasn't stupidity. He was in love.
That wasn't
he wanted a woman.
The man wanted a woman who had never been with anybody.
That's what he wanted.
Right. He wanted a female who had never been with anybody. He wanted to stroke his ego of him being the only one. But guess what? Newsflash, he wasn't the only one, and that's what he get because he was cheating on her anyway.
Yeah.
She knew what the man was about when she got with him, first of all. But anyway,
and that's why
that
he got what he got. That's why when they walked down the aisle and he kept seeing them visions up in his head and he was crying, that's what he did. That's what he did. As he see his bride walk down
the
aisle.
The man was crying
because
he was getting married. He wasn't loved.
No, he wasn't. He was crying
because
he couldn't fight those visions he was seeing. Tell the truth. Real talk.
That's real. You're right. I'm not going to argue with you. Real talk. I'm being real with you. You're right. You're definitely right. But like I said, y'all women still do fucked up shit.
All
right?
Not all women.
Now, you got a female. Let me tell you how y'all females do shit sometimes. Because what y'all will fucking do is, okay, y'all will see that the dude is chilling with his boy or whatever. Once you get mad at him, you don't like him. You don't go and fuck his friend. So don't try to act like, not all females.
I heard a story that you told up on here too earlier, and that was just trifling. That was straight up trifling.
Let me tell you something. No, I don't consider it, you know, it was an ex, so, and when I saw him, I was like, hey, it's an ex. I don't care. There's no feelings involved. There's no emotions involved. I don't give a fuck what. He's a fucking now. I wouldn't care. You understand? I don't give a shit. Go ahead.
I bet your friend couldn't fuck your woman that you got now. You'd be ready to kill it.
See, I don't worry about that because, you know, I know the woman I got now, and I know she wouldn't do that, so that wouldn't even cross my mind. You understand?
Well, I understand that. But if he tried to holler, you'd be ready to split his damn wig.
I wouldn't split his fucking wig because he's a fucking man. Let me explain something to you. I'm explaining this to you. I wouldn't split his fucking wig because in order for him to get between her fucking legs, she had to oblige by it and open her legs.
Not really. He could have took
it. Yes, he did.
I love you.
I'll bust his fucking head over to the white meat and then take him to the precinct. Listen, he raped my motherfucking girl. You know him? I knew this nigga for 30 years, and I'm beating his ass, and I'm bringing it to you right now. I ain't with breakfast on. Put his ass under the cell. That's how that's going to go.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Real talk, I love you.
I love you too, man. You understand? That's how that's gonna go down. Ain't no such thing as taking it. If you take something from a fucking woman, you need your ass beat. You really need your you need to beat the head bust open, the ribs cracking, everything else.
Oh, hey. Wow.
Ribs cracking, ribs and every motherfucking thing. Hell yeah. Because any man that takes on, now, serious, real talk, I take that, you know, like real serious. If a woman say no, even if I'm with my girl, and I'm like, yo, come on, babe. No, I don't feel, come on, babe. No, I don't feel like, come on, listen. No. All right, hey, I ain't saying no more. We ain't doing nothing again, brother. We ain't doing nothing. Fucking no means no. Now, if she opened her legs and he like, yo, no. I'll probably just slap him and be like, hey, what you doing? Slap him, but I'm going to get on her ass the most because she had to open up her legs for him to get in between them.
It's still trifling, real talk. I mean, even though that's your ex, that's still trifling. I'm sorry. Just my opinion.
No,
that's
it's not trifling.
It's not trifling. It is, but that's why I agree with the ladies also because as women, you know, yes, we're emotional, but there's a sense of loyalty somewhere there if you're going to call someone your friend. If they're going to move up from being the associate to a friend, there's a sense of loyalty there. And that loyalty works on both hands, you know. She's supposed to be loyal. I'm supposed to be loyal. If there was even a thought that she wanted to be with him, then she should have at least said something to you, like, hey, you know what, I know it's over, but this situation, and he should have came to you, like, all right, well, you know what, I know y'all done or whatever the case may be, but this is what I'm thinking. You know, that's respect right there, and that's not about loyalty, that's respect in general. There was a lack of respect there, and that's trifling.
Right, I agree.
You know, loyalty is loyalty, and when you think of loyalty, you want to think someone is loyal to you. That means they have your best interests first. They're not going to do anything behind your back. So, therefore, real men, real women will come to your face and say, hey, this is what I want. This is what I'm thinking. You know, what do you think about that? That's real men, real women, loyalty having respect.
But then again, if it's a real friend, why would she want to go behind you? Why would she want to do that?
Some people are telling you how they're going behind you.
That's what I want to know. If they are telling you, how are they going behind you?
If they laugh.
Tell me, why would you want that? Why would you, we're supposed to be friends. Why would you want that? My whole thing is that, I mean, like I said, it's a friendship thing. I mean, especially if you've been friends for a very, very long time. I mean, a long time. I'm not talking about a year friends. I'm talking about long-term friendship. Long-term.
Okay. But if they tell you still, how are they going behind you if they let you know?
So real talk. So your friend said to you, hey, guess what? I want to smash your ex. And you said,
no,
go ahead,
no.
That's my ex.
Back in the days, the nigga he came to me, he was like, yo, I had sex with such and such. I was like, oh, word? He was like, yeah. I was like, oh, well, fuck it. I'm not fucking with her no more.
But you see, the
just
difference is, he told you when it was done and over with. He didn't even want to hear whether you said yay or nay. He was like, you know what? I planned it. I'm planning my attack, and I'm just going to attack. I did it, and so what? Either you're going to be mad or you're not. That's not your friend.
This is how real talk is. I'm going to try to get my man on the line right now. So,
even after that,
that's still my man.
What happened
to Dave,
like I said,
it was an ex. You understand? If you're dealing with an ex, you're dealing with an ex. You understand? Now, my thing is, I'm not going to get mad over something that was done in the past. You understand? Because that's what they is. They in my past now. You understand? And for a person to get upset for something that was done in the past, to me, you still have feelings for that person.
That's just me.
No, I don't think it's getting upset.
I disagree with that one.
Okay. I disagree with too. It's not about getting upset, no.
Right. And you know what? It doesn't matter. I think it's to me, I think it's more that you're upset because that was, you know, not you, real talk, because you're cool with it. You know, you're like, go ahead, whatever. But some females are like, no, you know, if we cool, we cool. And if we're cool and we have established a friendship with there's
right.
loyalty there,
right.
you can't, you're not supposed to break that. You're not.
Right.
And not
right.
for nothing.
Right.
It's a million and
saying.
Two men out there. Out of all those million and two men, you have to pick my ex? Come on, be serious.
Right. I can say that I've had friends in the past that have slept with my men in the past, but this one in particular person that I'm talking about happened to have been, you know, we went to church together, we sang in the choir together, it wasn't just a friend in the street or whatever. This was someone that was, you know, spiritually attached to me, and she did me the dirtiest. Out of all of these, you know, all of the other friends that had slept with my man. I ain't got no problem with the ones that, you know, that had slept with the ex. I don't have a problem with them. I got a problem with her because we were, you know, I thought we were spiritually connected and, like, really had a friendship. So that, not only did it anger me, it hurt me. It saddened me.
Yeah.
You know, so
it
I had to go through something, you know?
No, but see, that's not the thing. See, the point is, okay, you said it hurt it too because that was your friend. All right, and you knew this friend. Y'all go back like ways and stock and cash and all that. All right, that's what you say. That's what you made me say, right?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all go back like that. Now, you felt like this person had how could I say deceived you? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the person deceived you. Okay, now, what if they came and they told you about it, and you knew how this person felt about your man?
If
okay,
they had
now, sometimes, woman to woman,
I would have the utmost respect out of her respecting me and coming to me as a woman. You come to me as a woman, I'm going to allow you to be a woman, you know. I'm not going to have a problem with it. You just step
okay,
on
well, you know
what?
Go ahead.
But you just step all on me and, you know, treat me nasty and dirty, like, you know, like the heck with you, like you were never even in the church. Just straight up
wow.
devil, you know? Like, wait a minute, we go way back, we sang in the choir together, we prayed together, we, you know, I saw you get baptized.
But still, that's
but at the end of the day,
amazing.
That meant
you
nothing.
You know what? Can y'all hold on for one minute?
Yeah.
We have another caller on the line. I want to bring another caller on. Stay on the line, please, ladies. Hello, Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we have... How you doing this evening? The topic for today is, okay, do you have a problem with your friend sleeping with your ex?
Hell no.
My motherfucking man. That's what I'm talking about. Break it down to them, baby.
Hell no. There's a
break
reason why
the
bitch is an ex.
My mother, break it down. Break it down. Now my boss is calling in. Oh, it's going down right now. Do what you do. I'm leaving. I'm turning it over to you. Break it down to them, baby boy.
Yo, why would you get mad because your friend is messing with your ex?
Exactly.
I don't understand that. That don't make any damn sense. You didn't want to and everything, so why the hell are you going to get mad because someone else wants your sloppy whatever? Because you found out that they weren't shit, so why the hell do you care? Let them find out they ain't shit.
Exactly. But, hold on,
play devil's advocate. Now, for the ladies, unless dude really put it down in your ass and he did you dirty, then all right, I can understand. But for us, next. Fuck that bitch. Next.
Now, let me ask you something. All right, I'm going to call you John Doe because I don't see no name for you, man. So I'm going to call you JD. All right, now check this out. Okay, now, I explained to these females that they will not have a problem if the nigga was treating them like shit. You understand what I'm saying? They wouldn't even care if their friend was fucking them. If that nigga was treating them like shit, they wouldn't give a fuck. You understand?
Right.
Me personally, I feel like they would be like, well, fuck you. You can hire that nigga, girl. Go ahead. That nigga ain't shit. No way. He don't got no money. He ain't got no job. Fuck him. Go ahead. You want to see him? But if the nigga is treating them good, that's when they're going to have a problem.
But the problem was, dude must age the pussy very well, turned their ass out, and then he left them, and now they're going to get crazy for their girlfriend trying to go mess with dude. Yo, I've seen it. I have too many female friends I've seen this shit happen to. That's why y'all crazy. Fuck that. Let it go.
Y'all crazy.
Break it down.
Let it go.
Men crazier than women.
I understand that. But listen, a lot of you women think like us men. And y'all just ain't grown enough to admit to it. Because I listen to you so too damn well. I've been in the salon. I've been when y'all get your nails done and everything. Y'all dirty as hell. Dirty as hell.
He said that.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
What happened now?
There's nothing nastier than a man. Don't even try it. Men are disgusting.
We come out in public and say what we have to say, and y'all talk about the shit in the salon.
With that one now.
Y'all
men are disgusting.
You know what? You see this bullshit?
Y'all are some disgusting vermix. You dogs. You're damn dogs.
That's why my name is Dog Bones.
They live at the park and it's shit. Ready to run up and son that ain't yours now, ain't you?
Yeah, don't put it on me
yesterday.
She fucked
my
back off last night.
But you know what?
Oh, this dog pile. Oh, my God. You ready to run up and spend it ain't even yours.
Hey, so what? It was mine for the time being. It was mine for the time being.
Well, listen, it's probably your uncle's while we're talking.
Let me say something.
JD, this is just the bullshit that was going on all day. Okay? This is the bullshit that was going on all day.
Oh, man.
You understand? The phone line is flooded. I have my man who does the show. He came, but his call dropped because he's taking care of something. But now you got these females up there talking this bullshit and his motherfucking nonsense. You understand?
That's nasty. We always run this shit on every show. Divas always take over.
Y'all don't take over a goddamn thing. But anyway,
But why are the women getting mad at if a dude is messing with one of their friends when they didn't want him? I don't understand that. Let's get back to that.
Exactly. Break that
shut
down.
The hell up. That
break
that
shit down.
Sound like a damn wine to me. Why do we have
no, seriously, break that shit down. Why are y'all getting mad if y'all don't want him and your friend wants him? That's a good fucking question. And it never crossed my mind.
She ain't no friend.
What you mean? You was with him. That was your friend when you was with the motherfucker. So why she ain't your friend now?
That bitch is an associate.
I want to say something. Because
she getting that
dick
that they ain't getting?
Exactly.
Trifling ass women. That's what I get. No more relationships.
I hear somebody in the background saying something. Who's that? Somebody said they want to say something, right?
Shelly,
you
want to say something?
Okay, Shelly, go ahead. Let's hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
I just want to say this, that it ain't no way in hell that the man is going to be okay with the fact that their best friend is sleeping with their ex. I don't give a damn what
they're saying.
I've been through that shit already. You're going to have a problem with it. Real talk. You're going to have a problem. If you was to break up with your lady right now and your homeboy of 10, 15, 20 minutes since y'all was in first grade, you're going to have a serious problem with that.
I've been through that shit already. That was my baby mama.
I don't give a fuck because that's my fucking ex. My man, he told me. I said, you can't say that. I don't give a fuck what you do. You can fuck the only thing I said to him. I tell you exactly why I said to him. No, seriously. I do not believe that. I do not believe. I want to go on bullshit. Y'all are on bullshit too. This is real talk.
Let me explain to you why. I'm serious. I am not an ugly fucking dude, first of all. So if my man, and that's my ex, like I said, that's my ex. You understand? Okay? So if he chooses to go with an ex, I don't give a fuck about my exes. You understand? The only thing I said to him was, don't fuck, the only thing I say is don't hit on him. my kid's mother. That's the only fucking thing. My kids need their mother.
Why do you care? If he's not here from now until next year, what's going to happen to
you? If he's fucking her, he's fucking her. Now,
right.
You hit her, my kid is
there.
Hold on. If you hit her, my kid is there, yeah, you bring him in the street. Yes.
There's some feelings there. That sounds like it's some feelings there.
I don't know motherfucking feelings.
There's some feelings there. There's some feelings there. Because you know what?
Some motherfucking feelings there.
Shelly, we'll play devil's advocate too. Shelly, we'll play devil's advocate. It's okay. It's okay for him. It's okay for your friend to smash your baby's mother, but it's not okay for your man to hit your baby's mother. Why do you care?
That's two totally different things, right there.
But why do you care? There's feelings there, y'all. You hear that voice, y'all? There's feelings there.
Now, listen to what I'm saying.
One at a time.
Hello? I think JD was getting ready to say something.
JD said he wanted nothing to do with that. That's what he said. He said he wanted nothing to do with it because he knows that we're right. He don't even, him being silent says it all. It's okay for him to smash your baby's mother, but it's not okay for him to lay hands on your baby's mother.
Listen to me. Y'all didn't hear what I said. I said, I don't care what he do up, as long as he don't hit her in front of my kid. That's what I said. You just added that in the second time. No, I didn't.
JD, what you think about that?
Can I say something right quick, please? Wait, JD, what you said? Can I say something on that, please? Yes.
There is no way in the hell any of my friends, any of my boys, my dogs, as one want to fuck with any of my ass. Because she's been around all of them, and they've seen the good and the bad at them, and it's been a lot more bad if I left them than good.
Hold on for
and
me.
They ain't putting up with that bullshit like I was. I'm the patient one out of the crew. I'm the one with the patient. They're like, yo, I would choke the shit out of that bitch if you ever spoke to me like that.
No, I can't do that. They're just going by the code. Don't even try it. They're going by the code. That's what that is. Can I say something right quick, please?
Hello?
Go ahead.
What I wanted to say is about the thing I believe Real Talk is saying is not so much of him having sex with the baby mom, but the thing is they have kids right there. If he's hitting her, then that's just like hitting that child because that baby mama got to get up, take that child to school, and be there with his kids. So it's not so much about feelings. Your feeling is to love your child. And so it's not just an ex. That's a part of you. She's going to be a part of him, and he's going to be a part of you if y'all have a child together. So that's a whole different total story. That's two separate relationships.
See, Tina, I disagree because you know what? When you decide that that's your ex and, yes, you have kids with them, your loyalty is to your kids. So, therefore, if they get into an abusive relationship, why would they have to even notify, okay, well, hey, guess what, baby daddy, so-and-so put his hands on me. No.
I get what you're saying. I thought y'all were saying he would have a problem. Listen, I actually have my man on the line right now. Are you there? Yes, sir. There's my man that fucked my kid's mother, and I did not give a fuck about it. Let me tell you something. On a real, me and my man me and my man Shaw have been boys for over 30 years. And basically, and shit, I'm not even going to front, you know what I'm saying? He smashed my little shorty ex, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, listen, you can't can't let that shit get to you. Period. Because let me tell you something. You can't stop it. You can't stop it.
That is just wrong on so many levels. That is so wrong on so many levels.
You can't stop it. You can't stop it.
Absolutely.
Right, let me ask you a question. Save the fact that I'm saying you gave up the pussy and shit, I'm saying, to some dude, and all of a sudden, and shit, I'm saying, a week later, you found out and shit, your man knew him.
Okay, but you knew that was his baby mother, and you smashed her. That's a big
question.
Right,
that's the question.
You know what? That issue is so wrong on so many levels.
So who's the grimy one? Let me ask you a question. Who's the grimy one? The baby mom that basically knew
that
y'all were mad?
No.
Think about that. How do you want to answer
your question? Who's the grimy one? Who are y'all grimy?
Let me ask you a question.
Y'all grimy.
No,
I'm grimy.
Let me ask you a question. How am I grimy if I know my man understands the fact and shit is all good?
It's a million and two females out there. You have to pick your man's baby mother.
Come on now.
Unless you're a virgin,
you always gonna have fucking sloppy seconds.
But you know what?
I'd rather have sloppy seconds with strangers than have sloppy seconds with friends.
No, he's
yo,
not.
Yo, like they always say, it ain't funny to the homie.
Wow. And you know what? That's just degrading women on so many levels right there.
That's just wrong.
Listen, I don't give a fuck. An ex is a, when you come down to it, an ex is a fucking ex. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. That's why they call an ex. The ex is the one that's been dismissed. Period. It's an ex.
I'm sorry. The ex don't mean the friend is next. I'm just saying. It is what it is. Yo, real talk. Baby girl, let me ask you a question. On the real. Now, this is a true.
Say if your girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, so happened to be your soulmate. You know what I'm saying? You gonna let that shit slide by just because the fact you said that was your friend ex?
Yes.
Wait a minute, I got a question.
Real talk.
Oh, that's not like T. That's Big T.
You sound good, baby. Can I have you?
Hold on. Who that question was for?
That's for you, baby.
Oh, okay. Come on. You already know you can have me.
All right, then.
My shit is ready right now.
You know what time it is. You got my number and I got
yours. Let me ask you a question, T. Are you someone ex?
Listen, I ain't falling no damn more, okay?
Nah. On the road, it's funny because, see, let me tell you something. This is a true story. Me and Shab been boys for so long. We already know what's violation is, you know what I'm saying? Period. I understand what baby mom is talking about. I mean, like, me personally, his baby mom or someone I know for a fact he's engaged with is off limits, period. You know, I would never do that. Even if the fact he said they broke up, I won't even go into that level. But
thank you.
If there's somebody that basically he's been smashing, he dated for a couple of days or months or whatever the case might be, and they so happen didn't work out, I'm sorry, she getting smashed.
Okay, but you say a couple of months or something. We're talking about somebody that's been with each other for a minute. That I thought
it's still a fucking ex. This is what you fella realize.
Hello?
Well, he said he wouldn't smash none of your baby mothers or nothing to you there for a while.
Who say hello?
Hello?
Yes,
Tina.
Hello?
Y'all, I'm going to have to get ready to go. I wanted to say one thing to you all before
I left.
Thank
you, Tina.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Can I say something before I leave you guys?
Sure, go ahead.
First of all, I'm going to tell you, I really enjoy listening to you all, and I'm glad that you welcomed me, and you being yourself. You know, I don't, you wouldn't probably say certain things, but at the same time, you're being yourself, and that's what God wants y'all to be real. So I want to say that to you all. I enjoy it. Y'all made me laugh. Real talk, you all are fools. Dallas, he's a fool. I mean, y'all are all the same. I love, you know, and all the ladies, I really love y'all. But let me tell all of y'all this. What you have to do is respect yourself first. It starts with you, you know. And so, I mean, we all tripped out and we're going back and forth. But
right.
Just remember, respect yourself. As long as you respect yourself, you can demand respect from anybody else. But it got to start with you.
That's
and I
true.
Just want to leave y'all with that. I love y'all and I really enjoy
love
listening
you too,
to y'all.
Tina.
I love
all
y'all.
Right.
Y'all have a blessed night.
Love you too.
And see, that's why I love my goddamn ass, because she didn't respect herself. So she was out of shape and everything, and I got my black ass back into shape, and she didn't like that. Fuck that. If you ain't got enough self-respect for your damn self, I don't want to hear it no damn more. But I'm out for me now. I'm fucking everything out of this sex with a heartbeat. I got to have but that bitch put it on me last night, though. I can't even throw my back. It's still fucked up.
I wouldn't tell nobody.
Oh, Lord. I wouldn't
tell
anybody before.
So, I got to get back to the gym, though, because seriously, I've been climbing out the damn window last night.
Like I said,
up.
You sound like you ain't had no pussy in a while, baby.
Listen. Yeah. It was too much because I had hers. I still want to kick from the gym.
Yo,
but
T, what's up,
you
guys?
You ain't had no pussy in a while. You had to announce that one.
Yo, I ain't saying you women are on top. Y'all trying to break our dick, too. What is that about? What is that about? Seriously.
You better get you some more off the bay because it sounds like you've been missing some shit.
I have been missing some shit. I got to stop fucking with them.
Hey, listen, y'all. I got to go. So, Sean, I'm going to holler at you later, all right?
Bye,
no
baby.
Doubt. No
love
doubt.
Love
I'm going to holler at you.
All right, no doubt.
I'm done with
that.
I'm back
on
again.
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
what you said, JD?
What's that?
I didn't hear you. What you had said, JD?
JD said he had no pussy in a long time.
You know what? I told him that earlier. I'm going to get my man to call in or whatever the case is.
Yeah, I'll put the tongue ring back in and make everyone start squirting, ladies.
Here we go.
Shit,
here
bro.
We go.
Oh, my God.
Tongue ring.
Now,
shit.
I have no pollination to that shit.
All right, Mr.
And I'm black and fat and ugly as ever, but I don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck as long as it's good. They can sit there and say all that shit they want to, but if y'all hitting the shit mark, they're going to go all night. Y'all feel me?
Shit.
They can say all that they want to say.
Shit.
You cut the lights out, they could cut the lights out too. It don't mean a motherfucking thing.
All right.
Turn
off
the
lights. That's right.
Turn
the lights out. We all look the same when the police park in the room.
I light a damn
candle
while you're at it.
Hell no,
exactly.
You can't like to put wax on people and everything. I ain't fucking with y'all with candles.
Wow.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here with damn candles. Yeah, there's a flashlight or something. That's the case.
Exactly. Hey, you have another call on the line. We're going to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, who are we speaking
Hello.
To?
Uh-oh.
Who
are we speaking to? Another female. Uh-huh. Y'all females is getting in the hole right now. What is
get
it?
In the hole.
Can we get some dudes on it, please?
Yeah, a couple of calls. That's what I'm saying. The dudes, they ain't been calling in, but the next show we got coming on, because this is Steph Dallas' show. It's called Relation Lives and Deceit with Dr. Feelgood. So I know y'all know who Dr. Feelgood is. Oh, y'all going to stay on the line for that, ain't ya?
Yeah. Dr. Feelgood got some issues.
Yes, he got some serious issues.
That's right.
You know, dude was calling in and out. But who are we speaking to?
This is Kia.
Kia, you got 50 minutes left. Oh my God, Kia. Now let me ask you something here.
What?
Do you know the topic for this evening?
I was told it, but refresh my memory for me.
Would you have a problem with your friend sleeping with your ex?
Yep. Have a problem with what?
Do you have a problem with your friend sleeping with your ex.
I don't have a problem with that.
Oh shit! You said why would you have a, so you wouldn't have a problem with it?
I wouldn't have a problem.
Okay. You one of the first women that actually fucking said on this fucking line that wouldn't have a problem with it. All right, I like that, Kia. Me, you can get done now. I feel you. Break it down to them.
Break it down to them,
Kia.
What?
Break it down to them, Kia. Break it down to them.
My thing is, that's totally wrong. If she's been my friend, so she knew everything about him. Everything. She heard everything I was telling her about him, and I was like, she going to date him? I am not in agreement with that.
She said she would have a problem.
Oh, you said you not so fuck that, Tia. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What the fuck?
You're a turncoat.
You know, I thought you said that you wouldn't have a problem with it.
You're a turncoat.
What?
You're a turncoat.
You
were happy until you found out what she said.
Yeah. She knows everything about my ex, everything that I shared with her about my ex. Is she going to date him?
Yeah,
hell
you're
going to
do everything right.
One at a time. I agree
with
you. Cut that bullshit out.
That's my opinion. I hope both of y'all catch something too. Something that y'all can't get rid of. Damn, I hope both of y'all catch something.
What do you say?
When y'all catch it, I'm gonna sit right there and laugh at you and see Thomas the bitch, isn't it?
I tell you what, if we catch something, make this shit real. If we catch something, it won't be motherfucking feelings like y'all got. I know all motherfucking things.
Your feelings gonna be hurt because you caught something. Your feelings gonna be hurt because you caught something.
Stop worrying about your ex. Move
you
on to the next. Leave the ex alone. Leave the motherfucking ex alone.
If I ain't down.
Do it, because it shit was so good.
It might have been good. That's why you ended up at the clinic now.
Right. That's what my man said. It ain't no fun if the boys can't have none.
Laughing and everything else.
Didn't
that's
do.
Exactly why he's at the shop, at the hospital getting a shot every month, probably.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, realize, this is your fucking friend.
What does that mean?
If you know she likes
that,
why would you take her around that fucking man?
Hey, I got something. This is Shelly. I got something to say. Probably about 2 weeks ago, those of you guys know that I'm separated from my husband, but one of his friends hit me up and texted me and said, hey, you want to go have dinner? I had a problem with that. Like, what the fuck are you asking me for dinner for? You just as grimy, too. So I was like, no.
Right. But you know what? That's what I'm doing.
You
and a lack of respect for your man. That's what that is.
Yeah, why are you asking? You're supposed to be his friend. Why are you asking me to go to dinner? I had a problem with that. Like, I really
nasty.
I'm not about that.
Nasty.
That's your fucking ex.
Well, then, guess what? Your ass has to get hungry that night, then, too. She got a free meal.
Look, and that's why women make money, and they can go buy their own meal.
Nobody wants a free meal, Sam. We buy our own meal.
Listen, that's supposed to be his friend, and yet still, he asking me, hey, you want to go get some dinner? I had a problem with that. I really did. I really did. I had a problem with that.
I would have had a problem with it, too.
Yeah, me too. I really did.
He's lucky he
asked you
over the phone.
Y'all gonna
be some lonely ass women in
person.
Ain't nobody gonna be lonely.
It's a million and two guys out there. They're never gonna be lonely.
We're never gonna be lonely. Are
you kidding me?
That's why I can do me and I ain't gotta worry about the next battle.
Exactly.
Guess what? Then we got, when we get another hurricane, you ain't got no batteries. What you gonna do then?
I don't need no batteries as long as my fingers work. I got fingers that work real well. I got lots of
writers in this bitch.
As long as there's an adult store somewhere, never be lonely. Always be
single. Thank you. Because it
ain't the same goddamn thing. Y'all
it don't
got to
be
like
the same,
thing,
but it gets the same job done.
I ain't got to worry about that.
It gets the job done.
Do it. And when you do it, you're going to be fantasizing over the ex your fucking friend was smashing. What the fuck is the difference?
Nope. You're going to be in deep thought and meditation about the next man.
And
and thanking God for, look, thanking God for that money that you just spent on that best investment.
And
that was a huge investment.
Now take your damn
it was a safe investment. I thought.
That's some bullshit. Y'all females need to cut that bullshit out.
What bullshit?
But what we're going to do is, we're about to end this segment in a minute. And next, we got coming up, Relation, Lies, and Deceit with my man, Dr. Feelgood.
Oh,
you understand?
Please.
So make
no,
sure y'all...
No,
you know what?
Okay.
And I'm going to tell y'all. My man, I'm going to be on the line for that, too. My man, he going to tear y'all in the park. Because y'all females think y'all know so much. When he gets through with y'all, y'all going
to
have to smoke
good.
Out your ears like a cartoon
character. He's only able to give us a male perspective. He's only able to give us a male perspective.
That's it.
He can tell us his experience and what he's observed. He can give us his observation about relationships. That's about it.
That's
it.
That's about it. That's exactly. You're right.
You can't believe
it. Let's go.
You know what?
You
because the shit y'all
please.
Talking right now,
that's what we do best.
You know what? So y'all need to just cut that shit out. Because all y'all doing is you're just talking a lot of motherfucking nonsense.
Well,
that's what y'all doing. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure y'all know who my man is and what he's about.
We
when
damn
he come
sure
on.
Do.
So that's why y'all getting nervous right now. You understand?
We gonna go
that's
in
why
on
y'all getting nervous right
nervous
now. You know?
He's already nervous. Put in on him, too.
And I was,
he said nervous.
And I was just informed this show, this is
Body
his first
nervous
show starting tonight.
Please.
I was just
ain't nobody
informed
scared of no damn
so
Dr. Feelgood. He's gonna be playing on him. He gonna be Dr. Feeling bad when we finish with his ass.
That's right, Kay.
Oh, man. Hey,
shit.
You know what, Stevens don't take no shit up on this line.
You damn right.
Okay. Y'all talk a lot of shit.
And
y'all
Dr.
talk a whole lot of shit.
We talk what come out of real mouth. Real talk. Real talk.
Exactly. Which you know nothing about real
there's
talk.
There's only one motherfucker. Hey. There's only one motherfucking real talk in this world. You understand? On this shit,
real,
real
talk.
Real talk, not talking real talk right
about
now.
The motherfucker talk. Let me tell you, y'all bitches don't shut the fuck
hello
up right now while I'm talking.
Shut
the
fuck up.
Like
hello.
Womp 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 to me.
You know what? But to keep it real, we about to end this segment. You
damn
know, coming up next.
Good show.
Dr. Feel
show.
Good. Relation lies in deceit. We're going to be talking to y'all about
bad
relationships. You know, you feel free to talk the way you talking now. You know how it is on a Monday night with DQ Palace. It's all butter, baby. So what I want to do right now, I want y'all to stay on the line. Make sure y'all there. So coming up next, starting every Monday at the Steph Dallas Love, Life, and Loyalty. Steph, I want to tell you, if you can hear me, I know your phone dropped and all that. But I appreciate it. I appreciate the fact of hosting your show for tonight. You know, he called in, you know, but his CJ only had one bar. He's in Las Vegas right now doing his thing. Hope you make it back to your
state.
But no doubt. But next Monday, Steph Dallas will be back on his regular time, regular station, regular channel. And followed by him will be Dr. Feelgood with Relation Lies and Deceit. I'm your host for tonight, Rich Money. Make sure y'all stay on the line. Y'all have a safe and blessed week. We out of here for the night, ladies. Y'all stay right there, though. Don't move.
I really
to me, talk to me, baby.
Come and talk to me,
my baby.
I really wanna meet you. Can I talk to you?
Big homie, let me in, baby. Hello, hello? Hello, hello?
Hello, Dr. Feelgood.
Yes, it's Dr. Feelgood right here, baby. Talk to me.
What's going on? I'm off for this is real talk. I have my phone on mute. But you want to air now? I'm handing it over to you right now. I'm out of here.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Who's on the lines?
Okay. We're going to bring the people on the line that was on before. Hello. Are y'all there?
What up, Dr. Feelgood?
Okay, okay, lady. Okay, okay, okay. Hold up, calm down, calm down. I know I do that to women. Calm down, calm down. Know I do that to women. Hold up, listen up. Dr. Feelgood is in the building. I got every answer for every question, okay? Anything you need to know, I got you. Now, I need you cackling hens. To stop cackling for 6 seconds and sound off your name so I can know who I'm chatting with. Where was laughing first? Say your name first because you just can't help yourself.
You know who I am. I need no introduction, baby.
Is that TC?
The one and only.
The one and only. Come on, let me get some more names on this phone.
Hi, this is Shelly.
Shelly's in the building. Let me get some more names.
Rachel's here.
Okay, Rachel. More names. Come on. I know I got more than that. Come on.
Tia's here.
Okay, okay. What's up, Jers?
Nothing.
Okay, listen. Is anybody out there in Radio Land, I know you wiretapping, eavesdropping, got your antennas up, but I need everybody to press 1 and join in this conversation because I'm going to help you. Help me, help you, help me, help your motherfucking ass. Help me, help your motherfucking ass. I'm trying to help you. You know what I'm saying? Press number 1, and I can take your relationship from here to there. Your shit is stuck here. I can take it there, and you want your shit there. So press number 1, and I'm going to take you from here.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. It's about to be on and popping right now.
Oh, my God.
It's definitely about to be on and popping right now. Break it down to me.
Doctor
Feelgood. Hello?
Hello?
What's up, Doctor Feelgood?
Yo, it's Tony.
Oh, we got Tony on the line. Where's Doctor Feelgood at?
I'm Doctor Feelgood. Tony's in the building.
Okay, there go Dr. Feelgood.
I'm Dr. Feelgood. When we on this tonight at 9 o'clock, it's all Dr. Feelgood.
All right.
Now, y'all ladies got real quiet. Hold on, who the homies? The homies
yo,
scream at
Tony.
Me.
Tony, we in the building.
Okay, Tony,
Tony,
we in the building.
You got real talk in the building. I think that's all you got. The rest is all female. I'm trying to flood the mind.
Yo,
oh,
y'all,
I got
a question for Dr. Feelgood.
Come on with it.
All right, now see, I don't have the most money in the world, but I don't want to make my girl know that. So how do I cover it up but not be cheap at the same time?
All right, it's the first show, and you might not know me that well, but let me explain something to you. I don't do none of that fake shit, so ain't no covering up the brokenness and all that bullshit. You broke, own your brokenness. Own that shit. Tell her I don't got that much money, but I will fuck the shit out of you. I can't buy you nothing. Tell her I can't buy you nothing. But you can sit on this business all day.
And you better be a drop. You better be a drop, too.
You can't give no fake it. I can't give you no help on faking nothing, dog. I'm sorry, dog.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to need for you cackling here to stop cackling for 1 second. You serious over here, yo.
Hello. Hello.
Yo,
Hello, this is Delicious.
Am I on? Excuse me, who is this?
This is Delicious, Dr. Feelgood. I got a question for you.
Yo, operator, cut this fucking nigga off. Operator, blow that line the fuck up.
Hey, let
operator,
me tell you something. I will come through this phone and fuck you up. I got a question.
Come on,
it's my question. It's my turn. I've been waiting.
What's your question?
My question is, I got a man that always wants to be right, and he's always wrong, and he always wants to have the last word. So what do I do about that?
Well, you got two options. You can either punch him in his motherfucking face, or you can let him think he's right when you already know you're right already. Because there's an argument that don't need to be had.
No, I can't do that,
because
if I'm right, I'm right.
Well, then you got to figure out what's more important than you. Either you want to argue with him by something that you know is right, or you want to carry on and say, yes, you're right. Okay, we got a young man on the line. Somebody get that kid and throw him in the closet.
Thank you, Dr. Feelgood.
It's my pleasure, baby. Keep feeling good, baby. I got you. It's falling.
Dr. Feelgood, this is Shelly. I have a question.
Oh, all right, come on with it, Shelly.
I am just getting back on the dating scene. What type of dating tips do you have for Shelly?
Oh. Dating tips. Okay, what kind of women are you, Shelly? Are you shaved or are you domesticated?
Domesticated, of course.
I'm saying you ain't shot the bush or nothing like that, right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You ain't out the bush. You're not no goony goon bush bitch, are you? Like, you shaved, got all your technic shots and all that shit?
I'm good.
Okay. The first tip I would give you is know that the game is dirty now. It's a dirty game out there. Okay?
Okay.
The guys is not playing fair because the numbers are against you. The numbers are against you because there's not that many good men for every good woman. It's like 20 to 1. You got a very wide selection of women to pick from. So the odds are really against you. So if you come across a 75% decent man, suck his dick.
Okay.
You know what?
And that's your advice? That's your dating tip for Shelly?
Wait.
Oh, my God.
He said, okay, now Shelly, sister, I love you, boo. Don't just jump towards it, okay?
Shelly, please don't.
Please don't just jump down there and do what it do. Please don't. Because you know what? Nowadays, come on. He's right. The odds are not. The odds are against you. He's right about that. But, you know, it's more like you still got to feel the person out. You know a liar from a truth. You know what I mean? Don't just jump down there and give him the business. That's
okay. All right.
Ladies.
Okay, so
Listen, time out. Everybody be quiet. I had a technical difficulty with the front office. My check was late. They done paid the check. Now I'm back. Listen. Now, when I tell y'all something, it's gonna be comical because I'm a funny dude. But I'm so sincere right now that when you got a guy and you just dating, you're new on the scene, your past dirty, you know, you got to be realistic. I'm telling you as a real guy, it's not going to sound good right now, but it will marinate with you later. But listen to what I'm trying to tell you. You're past 30. You're not the shiniest car on the car lot. Dudes is walking around you two or three times. They kicking your tires. They checking you out, seeing if you got no low mileage or is your engine leaking fluid and all this shit, right? Now, when you meet this guy and he's 75% good, he's not perfect. He could be 60% good. He's not perfect, but he's more than half of what you are looking for in the check column. When you meet that guy that fulfills more than half of your checks, you should do what you got to do to lock that brother down. Am I wrong?
True, no, you're right.
Okay.
Oh, all right. You're right with that one.
Okay.
Now, hold up. We got some more ladies trying to get in. We got Passion on one of these lines. Passion, are you there? I guess she ain't got no minutes on the phone. We got Lisa. Lisa. Lisa, are you there, Lisa?
I'm here.
Lisa, you there? Okay, we got Lisa on the line. Lisa, do you have a question for Dr. Feelgood?
Not at the moment, but I do agree with what you said, though.
You agree with what I'm saying? But here's the topic, tonight's topic is catering. Which one of you ladies know the first step to catering to your man? Everybody ask that once.
I do.
Well, spit it out.
I do.
They all sound like they're goddamn scared to me. All of them sound scared. I told you, yo, Dr. Phil,
they sound like that real talk. They sound like that real talk because they don't know. If they know, they would say it.
On the episode before y'all, they was talking so much trash.
And we're going to talk more shit.
And we're going to talk more trash.
And we're
going
to continue to talk shit.
It's not about trash. Listen, ladies, stop cackling. I'm trying to elevate y'all game. I'm trying to take y'all from real.
Oh, God.
Is that what it is?
Yes, well, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this shit for you.
You know what?
Now listen, I got about four ladies on the line. I'm gonna need one of you ladies to step up to the mic. I need one of you ladies to step up to the mic and tell me what's the first step to catering. And if there's a brother on the line, Tony's on the line.
Cooking.
If we know how to cater, he can answer too.
Cooking to for the motherfucker. Yeah, because y'all some hungry bitches.
Cooking, you know there's a fucking 24-hour restaurant in the corner. That's why you have some dry cookie. You don't know nothing about me.
Oh,
next fucking corner.
My shit ain't dry, motherfucker.
That is whack. Niggas
see,
don't give a fuck about you. Listen, time out.
Like
I'm in control. Hold on, time out.
You sound like Dr.
Listen.
Feelbad right now.
Listen, I'm in control. I'm in control. And I say shut the fuck up, that means shut the fuck up. Now listen, I'm here to answer your question. You had a reply. You thought that was the answer, and I'm telling you, you fucking wrong. A real man could cook for himself or take himself out to eat, so he don't give a fuck about what you doing in the kitchen if you're not on your knees in that motherfucker. People.
Why always gotta be on the knees?
Doctor,
huh?
I gotta,
why can't
I gotta,
be on
I
my
gotta,
back?
No, no, there's no questions right now. You gotta answer mine. What is catering? Why y'all laughing?
This is Shelly. I want to say that I did cater to my husband. I did make sure that he was straight, clothes wise, he was fed. Time out,
Shelly. I appreciate what you did, but I'm asking you.
He's a catering.
I'm asking you, what is catering now? Fuck what you did when you
were
4 years old.
I have the answer.
Well, I don't have anybody to cater to right
I
now,
have
so I'm going to back out.
What's
ahead,
the answer? Time out. Who got the answer? Who is speaking?
Me, Rachel. Rachel has
Rachel.
The answer.
All right, Rachel got the floor. The rest of you birds go there. Hey, get it, Rachel.
Be ready to master the penis at all times.
See, I like that answer, but it's the wrong answer. Now, I know you. Now, I see why you ladies put a hard time in y'all knees. Let me tell you the first step is to catering. Are y'all ready?
Anybody giving a head every damn time?
Hello.
Are you?
Hello.
Listen, stop cackling and answer the question. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
The first step to catering to anybody, male or female, is asking questions.
Oh, please.
Say, please. You can't do something for somebody unless you know what they want you to do.
That's true.
You could be running around in a circle, spinning your wheels, thinking you're doing everything, and he's on the other side like he don't give a fuck because that's not what he wants you to do.
So in other words, communicate.
You in there cooking, burning out pots, fucking smoke alarm going off, and he don't want you to do that.
What do you want us to do? Give head?
The biggest problem with couples is miscommunication.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True.
You're not communicating. You assuming he wants his dick sucked. He might want to play checkers right now. So you can't cater to your partner until you ask the question, excuse me, baby, what do you like for me to do for you?
All right.
This is why you can't keep a man. This is why. Let me tell you the biggest problem. Because y'all want a medal for doing shit for your partner that he never asked you to do. I sold his clothes. I cooked his dinner. I polished his shoes. And he didn't give a fuck about none of that.
Yeah, but if you don't do it, then he'd be talking shit too, so whatever.
No, but see, you got to realize something. Can I say something, Dr. Feelgood?
Go right ahead, brother.
All right. See, I agree with him because some of y'all females, to keep it real with you, some of y'all females, y'all fellas think, y'all think, all right, because a man is mad or whatever, y'all think y'all going to give him some ass and the situation is gone or y'all going to suck a dick and it's all going to be over with. But it don't work like that.
It don't.
Mm-hmm. Not for all men.
Right.
Okay.
And the biggest problem.
Okay, so this is Shelly, so why don't y'all say, I want you to suck my dick. Let's play checkers then.
Let me tell you why. Because women are a delicate flower. And you got to be real delicate in what you say back to that woman. Because you just saying that I don't want a blowjob to her means I suck a miserable dick. And you're not saying that.
You're just saying you don't want your dick sucked right now.
So here's another thing about this relationship thing is that women got to understand your expectations are warranted. You expect the world. But you got to also know that man is not a woman. And he don't move like you. He don't think like you. What you think he should already know or be expecting, that's some shit. And we don't think like that. I'm out. We got two calls on the line. I want to welcome them. We have Passion. Passion, you online?
I'm here.
Okay, we got Diego online?
Yeah.
Diego, I got a question too for you, Diego, because you're one of the new guys. Because these girls don't have no clue. Maybe Passion got a clue. I'm going to come back.
Can you tell me what the topic is?
The topic is Peter.
Hello?
The topic is catering.
What is the topic?
All right, we're about to get your ass out of here. It's the last time.
Hello.
The man said the topic is catering.
Do you know how to cater to your man?
Do I know how to cater to my man?
Yes, Pastor. Do you know how to cater to your man?
Yes, I know how to cater to my man. I don't have a man, but I know how to cater to one when I get one.
You don't have a man? You don't know what the fuck to cater to your man. Pastor, let me tell you something, Pastor. When you get down to the belly bottom of that bottle, start back.
I'm trying to answer the question.
How do you call your man?
I want to hear
this. I'm sorry?
If you had a man, how would you say it to him?
Well, it depends on my man and what he wants and what I'm capable of doing.
I like that answer,
Passion. You know, it's all about what I want, it's what he wants. And if I'm capable of doing it and it's not going to put a strain on the relationship or my self-esteem, I'll do it. It's not a problem.
Hey, Cashin, let me just roll the dice and throw this out there. Are you so crazy by any chance?
I can't hear you amongst all of the laughing.
Listen, I'm going to roll the dice, and I'm going to take a leap of faith. Do you happen to be Caucasian?
No, not at all. I'm actually Jamaican.
You what?
I'm Jamaican.
I'm Jamaican. So a goddamn white girl when I hear a white girl passion the hell out of him. That's true.
I'm Jamaican. At the end of the day, you know, half of your bitches are saying probably don't have a man or your man is cheating with me probably. So you
just
have
to let him say, oh, God. Oh, God. Own your whiteness. You know your great-grandfather is Thomas Jefferson. Stop playing.
I can't hear you. What?
Own it. Own your whiteness. You know your great-great-great-granddaddy is Thomas Jefferson.
I don't care about any of that. We're talking about catering to our men. So let's take it to the point.
Okay, moving right along.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, how you doing, brother?
I want to talk about it. Are you quietly carving me? I want to talk about it. I want to talk about catering to your man and what it takes to keep a man.
Passion, this is going to my dead hamster. You got 2 minutes. Get it off. What you want to talk about?
I just want to say that you bitches with rules are going to lose your men. You bitches that don't want to do shit is going to lose your men. You bitches with pride are going to lose your men to a bitch like me. That has no rules. So you better get
I agree with
together.
Passion.
Okay, so is that coming from someone who
definitely
doesn't even
agree
have a man?
With
is that
coming from somebody who has no damn shit?
I mean, you don't have a man, so how
do
you even give advice?
I'm your friend.
I'm not even giving
advice.
You don't even have a man.
All right,
are you kidding me? Get a man and then call. Come on, are you kidding
me? Exactly.
I'm out. I'm going to do some business.
Shut up.
I'm going to
do
a man's work. Like that. You don't
have to do a man's work. Listen. Stop talking. Because there can be no cat fights. Ain't no money in that. Ain't no money on that. Now, we have another call on the line. Sunshine, are you there?
I'm sure. Your private parts, bitch. Go
Sunshine,
find
are you
there? Yeah, I'm here, but somebody already got at that chick, because I'm definitely wondering how in the world is she going to try to tell somebody how to cater to a man if she don't have one. But you know, her number one problem
right.
is that
all
she
right.
needs to address, you can't
Sunshine.
Have a man sounding
Sunshine.
Like Minnie Mouse. Nobody
Sunshine.
Wants to be around
Sunshine.
Minnie Mouse.
You sound so angry.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh my god.
You probably just sit in a rag when you're done. Go get a rag.
Oh, hell no.
Rich Dallas. Let me tell you what's going down, lady.
I'm just laughing having a ball.
So listen. The next person that don't settle down when I need some quiet is getting deleted.
Am I still on the air?
Delia.
I like
that. Let her line. Get rid of that dude right there. Because she's got power in the blueprint.
Give it a mini mouth.
Now, Sunshine. Are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Let me ask you a question, Sunshine. Do you have a man right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How long have you been in your relationship?
Oh, about 5 years.
5 years. What's the biggest thing that you learned about men in your man in 5 years?
Real talk, that it can't be just about the way I want to come into the situation. I got to listen to what it is that he wants me to do in the situation.
And expand on that. I don't like, and what, you're doing it a little more.
Well, you know, we come into a situation thinking that as women, it's all about our needs and our rights, and the man has to do X, Y, and Z, and all we got to do is put in a little bit of work just to get them. But the truth is, we got to listen a little more carefully for the specifics and what's real important. Like you said, what may matter to him, what may matter to us may not matter to him. So we got to switch it up a little bit.
Time out. So you give me credit on my point, right? So I'm sounding real good to you.
I agree with that. Now that's one side of it. I'm not saying that's the end.
I don't care about the other side. As long as I sound good, keep talking. Sunshine.
All right.
So you got a man, and it's a 50-50 thing in your perception, and is it real difficult? Like, what kind of man do you got? Do you got, like, a Rottweiler, a Chihuahua? What you got? And don't lie on your man's penis. Don't tell me you got a silverback gorilla and you got a fucking spider monkey running around the bedroom. Don't just keep it real.
Gotta have a silverback. Gotta have a silverback.
So you claiming your dude is a silverback?
For sure.
He's never been pumped in front of you and you say... You never say, oh, they were just playing, baby. They just play like that. You've never been pumped.
Never.
No, never.
Okay, so you got a silverback. How hard is it? I'm a silverback. I shake a bitch earrings out. I'm a silverback. How difficult is it to fuck with a silverback?
You know
it's not difficult
if you...
What was that?
I said, you know how that Teen Mom rolls.
We got to get that deleted. Rich Dollar, find out who's talking like they got a dick in the ass and delete that person. Let's call her. So you in your relationship with this guy, he's a silverback. Do he work?
Yes, he works.
You have kids together?
Yes, we do. Three beautiful kids.
What the fuck
kids.
Is this? I'm talking to Sunshine.
I'm boo boo.
Who the fuck is that? Yo, do we got boo boo on the line? Big homie, what's up, big homie? You there? I'm here.
Woo boo boo, honey. Woo boo boo.
This is Dallas, player. This is Dallas. Oh, we got a real certified joke on the line. Okay, let me talk to this guy right here.
Hello?
Hello? Who's speaking? Oh, Dallas,
you there? Yo, you got a kitty line on tonight, man? What the fuck going on over
there? Yo, I got a madhouse going on right now. I got like five drunk jokers, six gangster jokers.
He's out
of control, yo.
He got a whole list of... He got boo-boos and rah-rahs and boo-boos. He got some more calling in.
PJs, y'all. It's a damn PJs, yo. Damn PJs, man. So, Dallas.
Yes, sir.
I've been on your show several times, and you know,
it seems like you got a good head on your shoulders. I don't want to give you too much credit, fuck you. Yeah. But you do sound like you got a good head on your shoulders. Have you ever committed a relationship?
Of course.
What's the first step to catering to your woman?
Is listening. Communication, I believe. Listening to what the person
does. Nice.
And the other thing I would be number two for men. You got a problem with this. It depends on what type of guy you're dating. Most of you ladies are dating chihuahuas. They got a lot of bark and no bite. But if you're dating a real man, the biggest issue is going to be him is feelings.
The biggest issue is going to be what? I'm sorry.
It's going to be great. The man to share his feelings. We don't communicate feelings that well or that often.
No. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
So here's
why
the trick.
Is that? Why is that?
The reason is we are raised, it was raised wrong. We was raised in the jungle, killer be killed.
Oh, stop. I said, you were raised in a jungle? You said
it? It's the concrete jungle. We was raised wrong. We was raised.
So you got
a bunch of squares
that called in your show today,
big
homie? Huh? You got a bunch of
squares
that called in today?
Yes, I got a bunch of drunk motherfuckers ready for Thanksgiving.
a lot of drunk people.
This is why these chicks can't keep a penis. Because they don't play it.
Because they don't do what?
You ain't gonna never get another guy to share with you this information ever. You should have taken notes.
We're never gonna get another guy to share this information with us.
Yo, turn, slow down. I can hear what the fuck she just said.
Y'all gonna leave me alone?
Hey, Star, you wanna meet with somebody?
Who the hell is that?
That's Kia.
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
Hey, listen,
you
baby.
You want some money?
Huh?
You want some money?
I'm back.
Okay, all right.
Kia.
You talking to me?
Yes.
Do you know how to cater to your man?
What? You said I'm not catering to my man?
Yes.
Well, I'm not in a relationship, but if I was in a relationship, I know how to cater to my man.
So you don't want a penis, is that what you're telling me?
I'm not saying I don't want to be in a relationship. There's nothing wrong with me dating, exploring. I'm keeping
so
my options
right now, open. Right now, you're not looking for penis, is that what you're saying?
I'm
having
it now, but I mean, am I looking?
You said you're not in a relationship because you choose not to be in one.
What I'm saying is, I'm not in a relationship. I'm dating, but I'm not in a relationship, a committed relationship.
You're talking in circles as usual.
I'm not talking in circles.
I said I'm not in a committed relationship. You know what? I asked you, are you in a relationship? Are you not in a relationship because you don't want to be in one? Answer that shit.
I don't want to be in one right now. No, I don't.
Big homie.
That's not to feel good.
Yeah, but dudes can't call me that.
Show
the
show, huh?
Big homie.
I can't call you that to feel good. I can't call you that shit.
I wouldn't want you to, son.
Kia's explanation and terminology transfers from show to show. I guess she's still the same.
She's still the same. No matter what time slot it is, she's not going to
never answer the question.
I am going to answer, but I did answer the question. I said no, I don't want to be in a relationship.
She's hopped down from show to show.
It took 9 tries, man. God damn, it took
9 tries. Stop it. Stop it. You better take your nine twice, so stop it.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is this. We don't.
Hello?
Oh, hold up. Okay, so listen. There's a lot of women out there that's not in relationship. So can the women that's not in relationship, can they show a man how they would cater to him if they just dating? Like, how do you do that?
You want me to answer you?
All of y'all girls ain't got no penis, so y'all all should be answering.
Hello. How do you know we don't have a penis?
Right, Matthew, and none of y'all got no man.
We might not have a steady one. That's the difference.
All right. You ladies gotta learn how to talk one at a time, because we don't hear when we talk at once. So y'all may have a steady one. Who said that?
Lisa,
you have a steady penis?
No, I don't.
So why the fuck did you say that? That's
cool. I said it's not a steady one. It's not a committed one. It could just be like you're dating, like what?
You don't got no steady. You don't got shit. You ain't got nothing steady.
You
don't got no penis at all.
How do you know that?
What the fuck is this, Brandon?
Wait,
you
got
a man. You said no. And you got a steady. You said no. What do you got? A silver bullet?
And I'm dating.
You're dating. Okay. So you're dating. You out there, you're playing a field. One guy,
yes.
Two guys, five guys. How many penis are we talking?
One guy.
That's basically penis. You gotta always add two to whatever number. I had two penises. That's three penises. Yes, that's three penises right now. How do you cater to three penises?
It's not three, first of all. Correct.
Well, I know you're going to say one, but us guys, when you one to a guy, we add on two or three dicks. So that's just real talk.
The same way I would cater if I was one.
So do you go all out?
Yes.
What about the kids? Whoever got the kid, whoop his ass and tell him to be quiet.
Be quiet now.
Now, when you're just dating, can you still cater to a guy you're dating?
Of course, you have to.
These are the full benefits, balls, legs,
not
everything.
Not 100%, no.
How you going to cater, not 100% cater? How you cater 50%? You chicks need guidance, man. That's why y'all ain't gonna never have a dude. Y'all is lost, man. How do you do that when you're dating?
Well, when you say define 100%, then define 100%. I mean, because your 100% could be someone else's 50%.
All right, so when you're just dating a guy, he has limitations?
No, it depends on how you feel about the person.
There is, though. If you're dating, how is there commitment?
What happened? What did you say?
If you're just dating, how is there commitment?
There's levels, I guess. It just depends on how you feel about the person.
All right, time out. We got to bring her in. The line is going crazy. We have Marcel. Marcel, you out there? Marcel, you out there? I don't think we got this phone. All right, if you out there, call back. Get some minutes, baby. Back to you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Hold up, stop laughing. Marcel, you there?
Hey, yeah, you got me a prick. What's up, man?
Marcel, you out there?
Yeah.
All right, check it out. All right, Marcel, what age group you following, brother?
What's going on?
What age group you following? Yo, somebody got their radio up too loud. Somebody got their radio up too loud. You're getting feedback. Marcel, what age group you fall in, brother?
34.
Okay. When you're dating young ladies, what's the biggest problem you have with women?
Hello? Hello?
Turn your damn radio down.
Turn it down.
Oh,
TV down.
I'm on my
All right, Marcel, when you're dating women today, what is, and ladies, I need y'all to listen. Even though this may not pertain to you, one day you could be that bitch. So listen carefully to what I was saying. Marcel, when you're dating women, what's the biggest problem you have with dating women today?
Lack of personality.
Personality? They be lacking personality. All
lack of personality.
Things.
What's up?
They got no personality. They lacking personality.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Like that trumps a pretty face. That trumps a good body. That trumps everything else. On a lot of, and no offense to anybody out there, but a lot of females nowadays don't have that anymore. Man.
Now I totally agree with you. I think a lot of women depend on a fat ass more than they depend on their brain.
Exactly.
Now, some of you women out there sound like y'all may have a fat ass. All we telling y'all is read a newspaper.
We don't need, yo, that fat ass is good, but then after the fat ass, you need to be able to sit down and talk to that person,
no? That has something to talk about. That, well, once the penis hit the wind and he pull out, we got to be able to talk about something besides BET.
Exactly.
Or basketball bitches or housewives hookers of New Jersey or whatever the fuck.
Or the next time we're going out.
Or the next time I'm spending my money. Salute. I hear that. So y'all ladies gotta do more, because guess what? There's a lot of fat asses these days. White chicks got fat. Motherfucking Asian girls got fat asses. That shit is not pulling no weight no more.
Nah, it's cheap online right now too.
So you gotta do more than just be sexy. And us guys, you know, we gotta listen to the ladies too. You know, ladies. Hold on. We got some more callers coming in. Hold on. I got more callers. Hold up, they online. They put my one. Sandy, are you in the building? Sandy? All right, Sandy ain't got no minutes. Toya?
I'm here.
Toya, you in the building?
I'm in here, cuz. What up?
You don't want to say you're my cuz, big.
I said, what's good, brother?
Oh, God, how you doing, cuz? I'll see you Thursday. Tell mama some type of banana pudding. Now, Toya.
What?
Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here, God.
On your dating circuit, are you dating? What you dating right now? Because I got to check with you. You still with the girls?
Yes.
Oh, so, damn. You the goddamn competition. We hate you. All I'm saying, cuz, is, be for the rest of us, man. You be hogging all the guy. You and your rainbow coalition be fucking hogging all the chicks, man. Be some of the chicks for the guys, man.
It's only been
11 years? What's the biggest problem, dude? What's the biggest problem lesbian chicks have with straight women? Well, kind of straight women. I don't know how the fuck. Well, lesbian on lesbian violence. What's the problem with lesbian on lesbian violence? What's the biggest problem you having with your same sex?
Because at first, when you got in a relationship, I was straight, so they always feel that you're gonna go back to dealing with dudes or whatever. It's 11 years.
Insecurities.
Insecurities.
So how did you conquer that? Just eat the coochie more? What? How do you do that?
Asshole, yo. Oh, God. I don't want you on carpet, but anyway.
Oh, you the girl. You the girl.
Yeah.
Oh, so they know, y'all don't take turns? You dedicated people?
I'm just
I don't know why the fuck I'm even asking my cousin and shit. Next caller, man. Too much. I'm going to look at you different on Thanksgiving, man. Let's call her, yo. See your ass dirty. I'm looking at you. You're like, this goddamn nigga keep calling me.
Oh, God.
All right, listen. Listen. I need my guy. One at a time. I got four or five solid brothers on this phone. And I think as black men, it's our job to share and to help our sisters find what they need to build their families. Now,
okay, you know what?
If these ladies don't listen and take heed, they'll be 50 years old in a club with dust on their pussy. Because nobody's going to tell you some shit, and you got to listen to it and apply it where it fits. Now, There you go. You're a lonely bitch. I can tell you right now, you're a lonely bitch. I'm gonna open the floor up to the brothers one at a time, and they're going to tell you their best recommendation for you to find a good man and how to keep that good man. And sisters, you don't got to listen. You know, you take what applies to you, and what don't apply to you, you leave it there. So the first cat that I know for a fact, I got some good information, because I mess with him every Monday, is my guy Dallas. Dallas, you got a minute to help these birds stop laying eggs. Give it to him.
We're going to be birds.
Oh, shut up.
Who said that?
Yo, Dallas,
don't
help yourself.
Dallas, you still there? All right, next caller. Marcel, you still there? Marcel,
oh,
you still
bless you.
I don't got no
real
dudes.
Talk. Real talk here.
Real talk, my guy. Real talk.
Oh, my God, why can't you hear me?
Yeah, real talk. Give us some advice, baby.
All right, we'll get you some advice. Let me explain something to y'all females. All right? What you need to do is stick by your fucking man's side. Stop acting all nasty when you get around your motherfucking girlfriend. All right? Trying to play like a big shot. All right? If your man tell you to do something and ask you in a nice way, do it. Don't show your ass if you're in front of your friend, because it's not fucking
what?
Cool. All right? When you go to the club, shut the fuck up and listen. When you go to the club, you with your girlfriend, and you see that nigga dancing on your ass, you know you got a man at home. Kiss the motherfucker back. Right. Don't let no nigga buy you no drinks, because you know if the nigga buy you a drink in the club, he going to follow your ass around. Bring your money, get money from the man, buy your own motherfucking drinks. All right? Don't try to run that shit, then when you take tips of the drinks, you want to give it back to the nigga. Okay? Another thing, cook your motherfucking man food. He don't want TV dinners every motherfucking night. All right?
Oh,
cook a fucking home-cooked meal once in a while.
Oh,
okay? Oh, hell yeah. Seriously, cook a home-cooked meal once in a while.
Now, listen, y'all ladies is laughing and having a lot of emotions.
I'm not laughing. I'm going to ask real talk a question. Real talk.
Hold on. Time out.
I'm going to ask real talk a question.
He's not finished. I had to interrupt y'all. They stopped laughing
while he was breaking us down.
Continue, real talk.
Perfect example. Shut the fuck up and listen sometime when somebody is talking. Stop always jumping into the situation. Listen, you're going to get your chance. Right now is my time. You know what I mean? Let me say what I got to say. It's my time right now. All right? You're going to get your chance. That's another thing. If your man asks you, fix your man a bath sometime. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right? Stop telling your girlfriends your fucking business. Stop telling them what's going on in your fucking bedroom. Why you're mad at your man. Why he did this? Why he did that? Stop trying to know the motherfucking business to your motherfucking friends, lady. I'm fucking done.
Hey, let me build on that, right, real talk. Let me build on that, because you have an excellent point. I think that we should... Listen, birds, calm down.
I don't like that. Yes, I said it.
All right, well, deal with it. Get over it, and we're going to move forward. Now, listen.
You shouldn't be birds. Come on, we're not dissing you guys. You shouldn't be
birds. Your relationship, I take a lot of abuse. It's all good. The relationship needs respect. It needs respect, right? Now, if you're in the club and there's a guy digging in your ass, dancing on you with a hard on, that's not respectable both ways. Like, if you're a guy and you're in the club, dancing on a chick going in trying to bust a nut, that goes for him too. But y'all don't seem to take that into consideration, because there'd be a lot of chicks I know in the club with a man, a husband, and they in there on some fucking Paul Abdul shit in the 80s, Arsenio Hall, Eddie Murphy, sucking dicks. And you got a man. The respect, relationship. Everybody wants the relationship, but they don't want to respect it.
They don't want to work for it.
They do some work, but when they feel like it, they want to show respect when they feel like it. When you with your girlfriend and you're feeling a little salty about your man, that is not the time to talk to some single, bitter bitches about your guy.
Oh, no.
And that's what y'all do. You think that you're running to your girlfriend so she can counsel you, and all she's going to do is use that information against you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a problem in your relationship, the person to talk to is the person you're in a relationship with.
That's right.
Yep.
You cannot talk to other women. You can't talk to other women that can't hold down a man about holding down your man.
You're right. That's true.
That's true.
That's like asking a broke motherfucker how to get money.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask broke people how to invest your money.
That's true.
But you ask your girlfriend that has niggas running her house every week about your man.
Yo.
I'm trying to help y'all, ladies. Listen, I'm here for y'all. Other guys, they're going to take this stuff. I'm trying to help you. Help me, help you, help me, help you.
We have another caller on the line.
We have a Ford. Ford?
Yo.
Who's Ford?
Fix or repair daily.
What?
Ford?
Yo.
You got a question, Ford?
How old
are you? How old am I? You sound like you got a fucking nipple in your mouth. But how old are you, yo?
Yo. First off, don't ever come at me like that again. I mean, you got to come
correct.
You got to come correct.
Now, listen. Listen, I can tell you still got Similac on your little pitch plug in your lip. Now, if you want to be on the line, speak up like a damn man.
Now, this is the second time you came at me wrong. Don't let it happen again. That's all I got to say.
I'm going to need you to get four phone books.
I know where you stay. You know what I'm saying? I know where you at right now. Don't flip up and say the wrong.
I'm going to need you to get four phone books so you can reach the mic because I can barely hear you.
Stop. Don't do that.
All right. Well, check this out. That guy right there is missing the phone microphone. He's too short. It's all too short to block the
door. Don't do that. Let him talk.
Yeah, let you talk.
I said let him talk. This is Shelly. Let him talk. Don't do that.
Let him talk?
Yeah, let him talk.
You come to his defense. That's not a good look for a man.
Well, he's just calling in trying to give his opinion. That's all I'm saying, you know.
All right. Listen, check us out. If I wanted to hear from you, I'd have fought it. Now listen, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to sum this up like this. You ladies, y'all are everything to this whole universe. Y'all the first teacher. you the first, you give the kid knowledge, you nurture him. You know, we, as a nation, we can't move forward without you women. You know what I'm saying? The reason why my pants don't sag is because of women, because of my woman. The reason why I got a GED, because of my woman. Because men do everything for the pleasure of women. So all the shortcomings we have, it's because y'all allow it. A grown-ass man can still get some pussy with his pants sagging. Remarkable. Who's fucking these guys? Somebody's fucking them. Pants sagging. You can have a bird. You can have a boyfriend. Well, you can have a boyfriend for 5 years, and you don't tell that man to go get his GED.
Or a driver's license.
Or a driver's license.
Hello.
Or a physical. Or an age test.
Go to the dentist.
Go to the dentist. Why he got you for? What you're there for? See, a lot of women keep saying, I want a real man. Well, they're not a real woman. Because a real woman grab you by the hand and turn you on to the shit you need to know. Nigga, this is a dentist. You need to sit down and get some shit straightened out. I'll be back in an hour. That's what women do. Like, dog, you all right. You need to get a GED. I got all the paperwork for you. All you got to do is sign your name. But y'all don't want to do that. All y'all want to do is hit the streets, shake your ass, and come home and suck a dick. It's bigger than that. This shit is bigger than me, no brown, man. This shit is bigger than me, though. I want to leave y'all ladies with a parting quote from Big Homie. Is this: never expect more from somebody else than you're willing to give of yourself.
That's right.
Everybody wants to be treated like a king or a queen, but they're not willing to treat the other person the same way. Everybody sit back and wait for the other person to do the right thing before they do the right thing. If you're waiting for him, why don't he have the same right for you? While both of y'all waiting, nothing gets done. Be a grown-ass person, male or female, and lead by example. Don't wait to get back, I'm going to do this, hoping they do that. No, just do it. Just do it. With no get back, because you're leading. You're a leader. Care about the get back. I'm going to massage her. I'm going to rub her, run some bath water. I'm going to cook her dinner. I'm not going to look for nothing in return. But a year from now, if she don't come to the table, I won't feel bad when I dump her for a girlfriend.
Wow.
Because I know I did what I supposed to do. Not looking for a reward. Y'all real quiet again. I fucked y'all up, didn't I?
Hand clap.
Well, listen. I like to thank everybody that called in. I like to thank everybody that called into my first ever live talk radio show. I like to thank my boy Rich Dollar for turning me on, putting me on the air, joining me with his franchise. I like to thank all the ladies that called in and took some abuse. Know how I do? I don't give a fuck. I'd like to thank all the brothers for calling in and supporting the biggest homie of them all, Dr. Feelgood. And I want everybody that's listening that was scared to push the button, next Monday, 9 o'clock, I want you to pop a pill, drink some Hennessy, smoke some weed, eat some spinach, but press number one at the end of the day. And join in and share the love with Dr. Feelgood. It's been great. We out of here. Love is love. All day. Yeah.